how to understand a man.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got sold.
This is my world.
Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. Time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I got all the answers to your questions. I'll be the teacher, you could be the lesson. I'll be the preacher, you be the confession. I'll be the quick relief to all you stressing. It's a thin line between love and hate. Is you really real or is you really fake? I'm a soldier. On my feet, no surrender, and I won't retreat. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. Time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
Tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody.
I'm the man.
I'm the man. It's a man's world. June is celebrated as Men's Month. We're going to continue with the male psyche on how to understand men, part two. I am sure you've heard the saying, men are from Mars and women are from Venus. You know, even if you haven't, you might be feeling like you and the guys you know are completely different planets. Not understanding your partner or even just men in particular can be exhausting, and it can lead to a lot of emotional turmoil as well. You know who I am. I'm your hostess, Ms. Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Inez Elko Design, as I broadcast to you and welcome you, the worldwide listener and the worldwide listening audience from all over the world. Thank you for joining in this evening. It's Thursday, June 15th, 2023. And tonight, Miss Inez says, let's talk about how to understand men, part two. So let's just get it off your chest and join us tonight. And you can be as open as you want, as you always are on my show. We start off on one subject and we go to another subject and we come back and go forth. And, you know, that's how a lot of our topics get discussed and discovered. So, let's get it off your chest tonight and, you know, join us at 845-241-9985, 845-241-9985, worldwide listeners, or you can join me in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/letsdoitradio. Again, that number is, or I see the website is www.blogtalkradio.com/letsdoitradio. I know you know, along with everybody else, wants to know what makes a man tick. So let's delve and understand the man. Yes, let's understand the man. So y'all come on and join me, as I know they will after a while. But I'm getting first of my information is from www.bolde.com. How to Understand Men Advice, Understanding Guys. And this is from Brian Zarpentine, who wrote this January 13, 2022. And his topic is, like I said, how to understand men. A guy offers tips on figuring out the way they think, they being men. So as a guy, this is Brian speaking, I can tell you how frustrating it can be trying to understand women. I can only assume it's equally frustrating for women to figure out men as well. We can be confusing, tough to read, and difficult to understand at times. But if you want to date guys and have meaningful relationships with them, there are certain things that are worth figuring out. Here's how to understand men and get some insight into how men think. So get out your pens, papers, pads, whatever else you want, your recording devices, and you can also chime in at 845-241-9985. The first one is, don't assume stereotypes. You don't want to assume stereotypes. So what does that mean? Brian says, I know it's tempting to think that all guys are the same, but they are not. You may have even come across a bunch of guys that share the same annoying characteristics or fatal flaws, but he assures you it's not a good idea to assume that all of us fit in that same mold, that same stereotype. We have square pegs. We try to get in round circles, and it does not work. So each guy is going to be a little different and not always fit every part of the mold, even with everything else listed. And he's given us about 10 tips. Don't assume that it applies to every guy. Just don't assume the worst and try to keep an open mind with every guy you meet, rather than assuming he fits the stereotype of every other guy you know. This is one of the biggest keys in helping you understand men. Don't try to put everybody in the little box, or don't put all the eggs in the basket, because some of them are broken. Some of them have fatal flaws. And some of them just don't fit the traditional, you know, mold. So the next one is, let him be the man. You know, he's the man. I am the man. And you know, this may sound a little weird, but there's that word but. You have to let men be men. Granted, nowadays there are some more enlightened guys out there in terms of relationship roles, but most guys still want to be the hero and the provider when it comes to women. They just want to be your knight in shining armor. They want to be your provider. They want to be your protector. They just want to be there for you. So let the man be the man. Don't try to fill his shoes. Don't try to take over. Don't try to, you know, assume his role as a man. But let him be him, even with all his flaws. At least he's trying. So let him be him. Try to understand that guys feel like they need to be macho, macho man and express their manliness. This means that most men will take great offense and be hurt if you do something to emasculate them, even if it's an accident or by accident. So don't make men feel small in front of other people. Talk about it when you get home. Say, bruh, that didn't exactly go well, so I don't know what you were thinking, but I didn't want to embarrass you in front of everybody, so we're going to talk about it when now that we're at home. So be kind and gentle to them, because they do have feelings too. You know that. So the next one is, actions are more important than words. You may have noticed that men aren't always open and honest when it comes to sharing their feelings. It comes to sharing, your partner isn't always going to come out and tell you how much he likes you, loves you, wants you, got to have you, and all that other wonderful stuff. It takes time for him to let down his defenses or let his head down. You know, they keep up this guard because, you know, once they get hurt, they go, you know, often do crazy things, and we don't want them to do that. So be gentle, be kind, and remember actions. So if he gives you some flowers, you know, be thankful. If he gives you something at all, be thankful. Gives you a compliment, a car, yes. You know, he's trying to be the man, so let him be the best man that he can be, and thank him for him. Another thing, men need a space. If there's one thing you should understand about men, it's this. So y'all listen up, but y'all can join me at 845-241-9985, 845-241-9985. And join me in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio. You can find me out there in Let's Do It Radio Land. So join me. Okay. I know that when you like a guy, it can be tempting to spend all of your time with him. But there's that little word with a big meaning. But for us, we can like you and still not want to spend every moment with you. We don't want to feel smothered. Unless you're needy and you're a mama's boy, then you want all the love and attention you can get, because that's what they're so used to getting, is that love and attention from mama. So, or feel like we have no life outside of the relationship. Women need to understand how to not be so clingy and when to give a guy some space. Just remember that just because he needs space, ladies, doesn't mean they don't care. They just got to breathe just like you. You need to take a mental check. You need to go have your spa days. You need to go get your nails done, your hair did, you know, have your pedicure, your manicure, you know, that nice massage that you get. Let the guys do the same thing, or even have partner massages together. But give the man some space, or else you're going to choke him off and you won't have him at all. Hello? At all. Okay? And don't be judgmental. They're not that judgmental, so don't be that judgmental. Most of the time, men aren't picking you apart and judging every aspect of you, okay? So they love you. If they saw you, they must love you and want you until you get to be nasty, and then maybe they might become judgmental, but then they'll probably leave you or go to somebody else or get a side chick. Ugh. But, you know, they're not that judgmental. So even if you think they are, there's a good chance that's not the case. Particularly, as Reverend Ronnie Marshall would say, early in relationships, guys are usually more concerned with impressing you, that's what I'm saying, than worrying about whether or not you're perfect. You know, that you're perfect for him because he kind of picked you and you kind of picked him and you all thought it was perfect for each other. So, hey, have at it. Go for it. And learn the flaws along the way. But, you know, they're not that judgmental, really. You know, if they are, you might want to say, hey, bro, what's up? Let's talk about it. That's what we do. We talk about it. So let's talk about it. 845-241-9985. Okay. So Brian says, I know it might go against your instincts, but try not to worry too much about what a guy thinks about you. If he thought so much harm and hurt about you, I don't think he would have picked you out of that bunch of girls. Ladies or women, he picked you for a reason. So be thankful he picked you, okay? You must have something he wants, likes, and got to have. So, hey, you can't be that judgmental. Oh, you got this. Oh, you got that. Oh, blah, blah, blah. You know, this is too big. That's too big. Oh, you know, you're too skinny. He liked you what he saw. So until you start taking off your hair, your lips, your eyes, colors, your butt pads, your fake eyelashes, your teeth, everything else, you know, he likes you. He liked what he saw. Guys are, what do you want to call it? They have to see things, you know. They're seeables. But they see what they like. Your aesthetic must have been pleasing to his eyes. So don't think of them as judgmental. So just try to relax and be yourself because most of the fellas aren't super judgmental. All right. Positive reinforcement is the best. As Brian mentioned, guys want to be your hero. They're your superhero. They just want you to love them and, you know, love their flaws and everything else. So we want your admiration and respect, which means we take it hard when you criticize them. So women are very judgmental. Men are not. Okay. Men are from Mars and women are from Venus. So men are not judgmental. Women are. It can be. A lot of times are and can be. So they want your respect and admiration, which means we take it hard when you criticize them. Believe it or not, guys are sensitive to criticism and negative reinforcement. So it can make them shut down and feel insecure, which can hurt their confidence. And then they may never come out of that clamshell. You put them in there, they may never come out and be with another woman. They're just going to be by themselves. So much like women, hello, women, they prefer compliments and positive reinforcement. Oh, honey, you look so good. I love that. Man, let's stay home because I don't know if I want all those other women seeing you. So you're going to have to change, brother, something else that looks more raggedy. Or say, bruh, we going out tonight and we going to put everybody to shame because we look good. G-O-O-D-T, good. That's what I said, good. Really, really, really good. So compliment your man just like he says, girl, you look tantalizing, tempting, and everything else. When we get home, you are mine. And that dress is Versace on the floor. Okay? Okay. So this will help stroke their ego and give them more positive vibes about you and the relationship. So be gentle and don't be so rude and so judgmental like, oh my gosh, did you smell his feet, girl? Tell him his feet stink. But be gentle. Hey, let's take a foot bath, honey, before we put on our shoes. You know, why do my feet stink? Well, I didn't want to tell you like that, but let's just take a foot bath and I'll wash your feet and you can wash mine. Just be gentle like that, okay, ladies? They need to be sold on commitment. That's the next one. They need to be sold on commitment. I thought they didn't like commitment. Excuse me. The first line says, it's widely believed that men are afraid of commitment, but to some extent, this is true. But that word again, it might be more accurate that men just need to be sold on commitment. If you are kind to your man and do all the things that please him and, you know, tease him a little bit, he'll be committed to you. But if you just, you know, keep him dangling like a carrot in front of the horse, you're going to be hard to catch. And he's like, oh, she don't want nobody. She don't want nothing. You know, so just be, you know, nice. And men have reservations about settling down and losing their freedom because they can't go see nobody else, other girls, when they commit to a relationship. So it just takes time for them to see that the positives will outweigh the negatives. So what you do, ladies, is make sure you let me tell something to you. Let me just say it like this. Okay. Make sure he wants to come home to you every night and not go roaming the streets. Bruh, I got to go home to my girl. She's got something waiting for me. We got dinner, then we have dessert, and it is not something she made. Hello. So, you know, things like that. So rather than get upset with a guy when a guy is reluctant to making a commitment, just be patient and try to make him see the positive side of it. Come on, girl. You know you want that man. Make sure you just tease him. It's like, baby, when you get home tonight, fellas, I got to go. I'll see you. You know, that one beer was good, but I got to go. I'm spent my fellow's time. Now I got to have my baby time. So, you know, just give them something to come home to. You know, when you give them something to come home to, you won't have to worry about him making a mistake. Girl, I want you for myself. And next thing you know, they have that ring coming on, and whew, that's all she wrote. Well, all he wrote, all somebody wrote. So, just be positive, okay? And make sure that you bring them in. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in. Also, the next one is they don't read minds or pick up on hints. Don't be playing charades with your man. You have to tell him and be direct. That's what I'm getting. You can't be doing the hand signals and, you know, throwing out hints. Honey. I want to go out with the girls. Do you have anything you do? Just spit it out, okay? This might sound a little harsh, but women need to understand that men aren't as emotionally intelligent as they are, as women are, okay? That's just the way it is. And so men don't always see things the same way women do, okay? You know, we pick up on signs, or some of us pick up on signs and signals and can read between the lines and so on and so forth. That means they don't always pick up on the subtle hints about what you want from them. Just be direct. Just tell like a T.I.T. is. And, you know, just come out and say it. That's what you need to do. With guys, you sometimes just have to spell it out what you mean or what you want to get them to understand as your perspective. Don't beat them over the head. Just tell them, I want a hug, I want a kiss, I want this or I want that. Just don't be beating around the bush. It's like, you're going to wear yourself out if you don't wear him out. That's how I see that. All righty then. Sex. You know sex. What about sex? It's important, but they don't think that it's everything. And like I said at the beginning of the show, not every guy fits into the same mold. You might have men who think sex is everything, but not all guys think that sex is everything. You know, so yes, sex is on their mind pretty much all the time, but it can also be a driving force early in the relationship and be a big part of why they are interested in you, ladies. okay? Sex, because if you have what they want, they're going to try to get you to that place to get that sex, even if it's in the bathroom, if it's in the car, if it's in the bedroom, on the kitchen counter, on the dining room table, on the sofa, on the floor. They gonna go get it, girlfriend. Yes, they are. But Brian assures you that it's not the only thing guys want. When it comes to serious relationships, guys are interested in a lot more than sex. The good guys are, anyway, okay? Okay. So, we're not always big on wasting our time dating someone we don't generally like just for sex. Just keep in mind that sex matters, but isn't everything, okay? So, if you're out there, come on and join me. 845-241-9985. Let's see, tonight is what? What is this night? Thursday night. Okay. So I know a lot of people will probably be coming after the next half hour. So join me, 845-241-9985, or in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/letsdoitradio. And our next section is, I did a WikiHow on understanding men. How to understand men. How do we understand men? And a lot of these lines are some of the same that Mr. Brian Zarpentine had just spelled out for us. So, men aren't as comfortable navigating the emotional waters. What does that mean? Their emotions sometimes may run high. So, ladies, be gentle. As I said earlier, eating some chocolate sounds good. Because they have feelings, too. You may think, as I said, you may think they don't have feelings, but they have feelings, too. They, when you cut them, they bleed just like you do. When you pinch them, they say ouch for most of the time. You know, when you step on their foot, same thing, they say ouch. When you hurt their feelings, they say ouch just in a different way. So, you know, men aren't as comfortable navigating the emotional waters. Don't make them go through an emotional roller coaster, okay? Give them some time, you know. Gentle, okay? Men are competitive. Yes, they are. I need to feel like winners. Man, ain't that the truth? They are very, 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 very competitive for the simple fact. They just want to win, not only win your hearts, but they just want to win at everything, just like a competitive woman would. They want to win the same way, just as everybody wants to be a winner. Nobody wants to be a loser, you know. So, you have to sometimes stroke their egos and let them win or think that they win, okay? So, let them be competitive. It might be kind of fun. But, you know, at the end, let them feel like they won. You know, they won you over. They won your heart. They just won, you know. And, you know, even if it's a game of running or anything active or physical, they still want to feel like they won. So, ladies, let them win. Men are natural problem solvers. Really? Really? Sometimes men are. I guess it depends on how old you are, maybe. Maybe not. Because sometimes they look to us to solve problems. Sometimes they might go and solve the problem themselves. It might depend on the problem. But don't count them out, because sometimes their solutions, as Mr. Solution would say, can be solved. So if Mr. Solution, if you're out there and listening, join me, 845-241-9985. I know somebody was there earlier and then they hung up. So come back and join me in the chat room or text me if you have anything to say or you want to discuss anything. 845-241-9985. Men aren't trying to hurt you, ladies. They are not trying to hurt you at all, okay? Not at all. They want to love you, okay? They don't mean to hurt you, but sometimes things get said and, you know, they cannot, mask their anger. So they may lash out. They may, you know, hurt you at some point, but they're not trying to hurt you, you know, unless that's that type of a man. And if it's that type of man that's going to hurt you, get out of the relationship. So depending on the type of hurt that they do with, but women and men should not be fighting. They should be loving each other. But if you're in a domestic, violent type of relationship, get out, seek help, you know, leave the man. And men, if women are being domestically violent towards you, leave the relationship. As much love as you may have for each other, leave the relationship because y'all don't need to be fighting. Sorry, can't do it. Mm-mm. So, men don't need a perfect 10. We all got flaws, and with all that cosmetic procedures that a woman does, I really do believe in my heart that they want a real woman, not an AI woman, not an artificial woman, I should say. Like I said, you know, who pulls off their, unless they're going on a date or whatever, but even then, pulling off eyelashes that are longer than your forehead, having injections in your lips, okay, some people need to have fake teeth because they have bad teeth. I mean, hey, we all do have issues. We all have flaws. Fake booties, fake boobs, you know. I mean, some men like them, but, you know, as this man said, men don't need a perfect 10. They may see a little wrinkle in your forehead, and they may love it. They may just kiss it all the time. And it's, or, you know, you might have a scar on your face. Hey, they're going to love you and your scar. So, you know, you don't have to be a perfect 10. You may have a little fat here and there. Some men love that fat. Some men like a little fat. Some men like a lot of fat. Some, you know, love thick, thick, thick women. But they love real thick women, like R-E-A-L, not real thick, but real thick women, okay? And men aren't anti-commitment, as I talked about earlier. It's funny how, you know, how to understand men in www.wikihow.com, understand men, goes along basically what Mr. Brian was talking about, Mr. Brian Zarpentine was talking about. They kind of coordinate, as Don Witherspoon was saying. They coordinate with each other, coordinate. So men move toward what feels good. If it don't feel good, men are not going to be sticking around. They don't want, no, boo-boo, no, they don't. And you know, you've heard the saying, men are from Mars and women are from Venus. And so that was part of, you know, how to understand men. So not understanding your partner can be, in particular, exhausting, and it can lead to a lot of emotional turmoil. While every man is different, there are a few things you can keep in mind as you strive to understand the men in your life and strengthen the relationships. And so here are a few things to help you strengthen that relationship. Before I do that, I believe my buddy, hey buddy, Chris Collins has just joined us. He must have heard my plea out there. Is that you, Mr. Chris Collins? If it is, welcome, welcome, welcome. Excuse me?
Good evening. Good evening. This is Brother Jones.
Come on, right. Brother Jones. What you doing, Brother Jones?
Ma'am.
How you doing?
Nothing. I don't know.
You said
I'm blessed. I'm here.
Yeah, you are here. As someone said to me, I'm above ground.
That's above ground.
So that's a good thing. So how was your day today?
This is my daughter's birthday.
And your daughter's name is?
Erlene Jones.
Erlene Jones, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Erlene. Happy birthday to you. From Let's Do It Radio, Miss Inez says, happy birthday to you, Miss Erlene Jones. How old is she?
She's now 19. She just graduated high school yesterday.
Woo-hoo! Congratulations all the way around. Yes, 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 yes. You were going to say something. You wanted to say happy birthday to her. I'm sorry. I'm just all up in your business. Go ahead.
Thank you. I mean, you know what? You did it all for me. Hmm. But happy birthday, Erlene. We love you very much. And she said thank you.
You are welcome, sweetie. I'm not the best thing. I just, just like to make people smile. And I don't know if she put her finger in her ears or not, but you are welcome, young lady. You are welcome. And you can always come on the show anytime and listen to. It's just not for grown folks. It's for growing up folks, too. We're trying to get people to an understanding and get as much information out to them as possible. So anytime you want to listen, either call, hey, Dad, what's it all talking about tonight? Well, tonight we're talking about understanding men, or trying to understand men anyway. So, but welcome if she's out there listening. And happy birthday to anybody else. That's what I'm going to do. Throw out happy birthday shout-outs to anybody whose birthday is today, along with Miss Erlene Jones. Erlene, welcome, 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 and happy birthday again. Be blessed, stay blessed, and keep your head on straight. Congratulations for graduating out of high school. I'm sure you have a long road ahead of you, but your father will not let you take that road by yourself. So, welcome. So,
definitely.
Okay.
She said, thank you. Mm-hmm. She's a little radio shy right now.
A little radio shy? That's okay. Hey, you heard Pastor Don Jr., CEO, his wife, Empress, she was on the other day. Mm-hmm. So she's, I don't think she's shy about anything. Tell you the truth, shame the devil. So, thank you for joining us. Yes, yes, he does. Oh, anytime. Now, I'm still waiting for that picture.
I thought I sent it to you.
Where'd you send it?
I sent it on your
text, or you sent it?
Text.
On what? What year?
On
not this year.
This year. I'll
look
it to you again.
A picture of you?
Yeah.
The great RJ?
Yes. That's it.
I guess I'm not understanding how this thing goes. Let me see. You sent me a picture of you.
Yes, ma'am.
I see some barbecue chicken. That's all that I see. I don't see nothing else. Mm-mm. Serious business. Nope. Mm-mm. And I've gone all the way back to March 12th. Nothing. I don't feel the love, bruh. Mm-mm. I've gone all the way to February 24th. Now. Mm-mm. Because I want to remember what our deal is, remember?
Yes, ma'am. I'm working on
okay,
it now.
I want. Okay, but I want to see a picture as of today so that I can see. I want to see you when you was in high school and college. I'm just messing with you.
All I got is up-to-date pictures.
Okay, so you're doing better than me. I don't like pictures, but okay. So, so we are talking about how to understand men. And so I had gone through a few tips from this guy, from Brian Zarpentine, how we started last Tuesday, but we never got through too much of it. So I got through all of that today. And he wrote an article on how to understand men. A guy offers tips on figuring out the way that men think. And so I went through all of those. He was talking about don't assume stereotypes. Let a man be a man. Actions are more important than words. Men need space. Men are not judgmental. Positive reinforcement is best. Don't be criticizing and stuff like that. Men need to be sold on commitment. Is that true? Do you really need to be sold on commitment?
Well, I can tell you, I'm a hugger. So, yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes, yeah. You know, when it comes to
Jesus.
Me, yeah.
Okay. And what he said is, it's widely believed that men are afraid of commitment. To some extent, it's true. But it might be more accurate that men just need to be sold on commitment. Be sold on commitment. Y'all have reservations about settling down and losing your freedom when you commit to a relationship. It just takes time for them to see that the positives will outweigh the negatives rather than get upset when a guy is reluctant to make a commitment. Just be patient and try to make him see the positive side. So when you got married, did it take a while for you to make that commitment to the woman who you wanted?
Yeah, it did, because I had just came out of a bitter divorce.
Okay.
It took me a minute.
Okay. And there's nothing wrong with that.
You got to, once you come out of one bad relationship, you know, when you come out of one bad relationship, you need time to get your mind right and emotionally heal and pull yourself back together.
Right. That's true. And that's, I think, for men and for women. So, you know, it's like you kind of get gun shy on the next one. It's like, is it going to be the same? You know, but what is the song Jamie Foxx sings? I'm attracted to your type. So you didn't go to the same type of woman, did you? Pray tell you did.
No. Oh, no.
Okay, good. He said, oh, no.
Again.
Oh, cuss word, no. Okay,
yeah.
Good. He said, oh, heck to the nah.
Yeah.
You're so funny. But a lot of times, you know, because a lot of times, you know, we go to what we like and go to what we know, and we just get in that same rote, and that's, you know, that's sad. But it's like, okay, didn't I just leave a relationship with this same type of person? What's wrong with me? Can I break the generational curse, or can I break the curse, period? What can I do different? Why come I like this type of a person? You know, do I like the bad boy syndrome, or do I like the bad girl syndrome? You know, it's sometimes it's hard to break that type, but a person likes what they like. You know, sometimes you have to, I won't say be beat over your head, but sometimes you have to have another person steer you in a different direction. Say, let's take a look at another type of person, you know. And like you said, if you came from a real bitter, you know, divorce, Yep. That will do it. That will do it. You said, So how long did it take for you to let your hair down, I guess you could say, and be attracted to the woman you're with?
It took me about 6 months to a year. And in between, I was dealing with a lot. I had a lot that was going on at that time. So around the time with my mom and my grandma, well, my grandma and six of my cousins had passed away, and then my mom, and I was going through this bitter divorce, and my ex-wife, before she became my ex-wife, she actually gave me chlamydia, slept with my best friend, and married his cousin. Yes, I wrote a song about it. Here it goes. And that's who my first daughter was born by.
Okay.
My eldest daughter.
Okay.
And
my mouth is wide open over here. The thing is, you made it through. You made it through. That's eight. Is that eight? Is he six? One, two. That's eight people. Well, really, nine people, because, I mean, it's like the death of the wife, actually. Not really death, but, you know, getting out of that relationship is like a death. Dang. Blessings to you.
She knew it. She took my eldest daughter, and she jumped three states with her, and I couldn't chase her. That's the one I didn't get a chance to raise, and I miss her every day. I met my second wife I was working at Jewel's, and she was working there. We got together, and immediately sparks got to flying, and she met my mom on a deathbed. My mom just asked her to take care of my boyfriend because I'm not going to be
there. That was nice. Wow.
And that was 22 years ago.
Stop it,
been married now. Yeah.
Dang, Gina. 22 years. You're only about 32 now, aren't you? Just kidding.
No. I wish.
Wow. Bless her heart.
But I pray.
I know you had that. I mean,
I cried. And my grandmother, she called me in the room on a deathbed for my first wife. I cried 40 days and 40 nights straight. Because I never, I never dreamed of not being able to be a father to my eldest child. So I lost it for a little while. My grandmother called me in the room. Yeah. She called me in her room, and I'll never forget the conversation. She said, grandson, you was born on my birthday. And she said, you hurting me worse than leaving here, watching you suffer, than I'm hurting in my body, and my body is steadily rotting away. She said, don't you ever in your life again let no woman do this to you, ever. And after that 40th day, I got it together, and my grandmother, a little bit afterwards, she passed away. And that's when I met my second wife, and we introduced each other, and I introduced her to my mom. My mom was on her deathbed. My grandmother, she had diabetes, and she had stepped on a nail, and the infection, went up her foot, my stomach. Yeah.
She had septus. Oh my goodness.
And I lost six of my cousins in between that. I was like, man. And it was just like, it was rough. It was really, really rough. I mean, trying to just hold on to my sanity at that time was I was almost not there. And then I met my second wife at Jewel, and we hit it off real good, and first 4 months of talking, and I introduced her to my mom after that, and my mom was on her deathbed. So So, you know, the year prior, I lost my grandmother. The next year, I lost my mother. And in between, I lost six cousins. So it was just like, who's the Grim Reaper coming to take next? Is it me? I'm scared to get in a relationship because I don't know if I'm going to be here. My second wife, I prayed before I met. I was just like, God, I'm tired. I can't do it anymore.
Right.
If love is not staying for me, then just take it away from me. And the next thing I know, after that prayer, you know, I started to calm down. I stopped crying. I started enjoying life again.
Good.
That's what I met my second wife, and we were together for about 4 months before I introduced her to my mom, and then my mom broke the news to me that she wasn't going to be here too much longer, and, you know, and right after my mom passed away, I married my second wife.
She's taking care of you just like your mama asked her to do. That's
She kept 22
years.
Yeah.
That's good though. That's good. Wow, that's a story right there.
Yes, those are hard knocks. Trust and believe me.
Yeah. Wow.
I loved the first wife, but there was nothing I could do to salvage the relationship, to keep the commitment. She burnt it up at all bridges.
Yeah.
She just needed to let her go. And after that, it was just cat and mouse. It was trying to chase her to see my child, and her calling me and telling me, well, I'm finna move out of state. You better come see your child one last time. I'm like, wow. So these are the games you want to play. And at the time, you know, I didn't know about father's rights.
Much.
What I could and couldn't do, or what she could and couldn't do. She just took advantage of the situation. She manipulated me, you know. And
she messed you up.
Yeah, bad. Real bad. I mean, I'm recovered now, and it's only by God's grace that I'm recovered.
Right, right.
But
you asked, yeah.
You know, I had to pray. I just, because after, and my wife, my second wife, hats off to her. She dealt with a lot, because after my mom died, her being my mother and my father, I didn't even want to be here anymore. I was just that depressed.
Right. Devastated, right.
Yeah, devastated for a long time. But my wife dealt, my second wife dealt with it for about 5 or 6 years. But she stayed around me.
Because she loved you. She was trying to keep your mama's promise.
Yeah, she kept it. She kept it. Now,
here
we go. Six kids later, four of them graduated high school. And I got two left. So I can say that
six
God
kids
is good.
Later. Six kids later. Wow. Blessings, you know. Those six kids, I can't say took the place of the first one, but still, you know.
It's good that nobody ever took that place, you know. I never forgot her birthday. It's January 20th, and I know that she's 28. My sister tells me what's going on with her. She's a radiologist. She's married.
Nice.
She has two kids. So, you know, my family and everybody.
Do you think
you'll
ever get
to?
Do you think he'll ever come and see you?
I used to go pick her up. And and I think it was 14, when she was 14, I spent all the little bit of money I had on me. I picked her up and took her to a water park with my other children. And to make a long story short, she told me, I never love you, I never respect you, and I never call you daddy. And I said, well, you shouldn't be around me then.
Wow. That's the poison that the first wife probably put into her.
Mm. Yeah, she did. Mm. She did her job well. She did her job real good.
Wow. I'm so sorry.
Emmy Award performance, Oscar. Yeah.
Wow.
Mhm. And, you know, to all the single mothers out here, I don't know what you went through with your child's father, but no child doesn't deserve not to have their father in their lives.
Right.
You know?
Mhm.
And a few fathers out here are doing the same thing to the mothers of the children. That baby don't deserve not to have his mom in his life.
Exactly. Exactly. And we do have another caller who just joined us. You want to tell us who you are? Caller? Who just joined in? Solution, is that you? Okay, it's going to be out there. They're going to be listening. So if you, your mic is unmuted, if you want to say anything, thank you. And tonight we are talking about how to understand men. And so we've been talking, and Reverend Ronnie Jones has been telling us, you know, some of what he's been going through. And it's been interesting, very interesting, very heartbreaking. And revelations, you know, women can be just as evil as they want to be, keeping their children away from their dads, even though they're coming up on Father's Day. And I did a pre-Father's Day tribute on Sunday, so if y'all want to listen to that, please do. Go back to Sunday the 11th, I believe, and listen to that. And Reverend Ronnie Jones was on the line with me, along with Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the Winning Team 303. So it's gone up to 303 now.
Shout out to Pastor Don. Shout out to Pastor Don. 303
team. Yes, there you go. He's not on the line yet, but hopefully he'll be on the line later on. But you're probably be on with his kids a little bit later on, but I just appreciate the men that have been joining me, and I just wanted to do a shout out to them and a kind of a tribute to those who may feel like they are alone. So in my world, you are not alone. So I want to thank you to every of the men who have joined me. So we're talking about where are we? Oh, the Wikipedia thing. That's right. Oh, we were talking about Brian Zarpentine talking about his take on men and trying to understand men and figuring out the way that men think. So Reverend Ronnie and I was just going over some of them, and we just talked about commitment. And we don't read minds or pick up on hints. So what he was saying, Pastor Don is out there. Mute your line, sir. Or first greet us and then mute your line. Pastor Don?
I'm here. I'm not in a good mood, but I am here. I'm definitely here. I'm going through it.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. I'm here.
Greetings. Okay. All right. Well, we love you anyway, even though you may not be going, you know, you may not be feeling good, but you are amongst people who love you. We just shouted you out, and you're the winning team 303, so we are here with you with whatever you're going through. So, hey. So... as I was saying earlier, it says y'all don't read minds or pick up on hints. So basically what they're saying is we have to just put it out there and, you know, just tell it as it is. And that's what I was saying. It's like, hey, you can't read our minds. I can't read your mind. You can't read our minds. So if you want something, ladies, be direct. Correct, men? I'm going to let you answer that if you want to. Go ahead.
Yeah,
why isn't
be
it
direct.
Yeah, don't beat around the bush. That's why I said this. Don't beat around the bush.
You know, I learned my lateral years that love is not just a word. You just don't tell somebody I love you. It's hard work and it's commitment behind that.
Mm-hmm.
And more commitment you put in is what you get out of it. You know, if the relationship is not what you expected it to be, then it's the choices that you made. It's the decisions that you set forward, the effort that you put into it. If the other person isn't giving that effort, then they don't deserve to have your presence. It's that simple. You know, it's not complicated. And if you go into a relationship and you got baggage already, you should heal yourself before you, you know, try to make that full commitment. Make sure that you yourself are all right before you deal with anybody, because sometimes you're still holding on to parts of your past and remembrance of what already occurred. And you have to realize that when you come into a new relationship, you can't bring the past into it. You learn from the past, but you don't bring it with you. Don't bring it with you. And that's for everybody, man. I mean, I made those mistakes for myself. And that right there really will kill somebody's interest and wanting to be committed and wanting to stay in a relationship.
Okay. Yeah. And I said, don't play charades with the man. Just tell him directly exactly what you want. They are simple. Not, you know what I mean? They just want to know, what do you want? You know, why can't you just tell me, what do you want? Well, just say.
Yeah.
And one of my texters said that they listen. We are men, and we're easy to understand. So it's like, you guys are. And if I read all of the things that Brian Zarpentin had talked about, and I'm just going to read them. He said that you guys are, don't assume stereotypes. Let a man be a man. Actions are more important than words, like you were saying. Just, you know, just a lot of times man may just give you some flowers just because, you know, just because he doesn't, like you were saying, Ron, that, hey, just because I don't tell you I love you, that doesn't mean I don't love you. And that's basically what Brian was saying. It says right here, in the meantime, you need to be able to understand how a guy feels based on his actions. If you know how to read them, a guy's actions will tell you everything. Read between the lines, ladies. This is why you should put stock in a guy's actions rather than his words. So if a guy never says anything to you, but he, you know, gives you things, he's showing his affection, and maybe that's the best way that he could show his affection. I mean, some ladies need to hear, I love you. Just say it. Just say you love me. Why can't you just say you love me? It's because I can show you better than I can tell you, you know, because some words are just words. They're just idle. They're just letters thrown out into the air. But, you know, if you show me, you know, with a, hey, let's go for a ride. Hey, let's, you know, go for a walk. Hey, here's a rose, you know, and, you know, maybe a bracelet. It doesn't have to be expensive. I mean, just to let the girl know, hey, I love you. But ladies, men have hard times sometimes expressing themselves. So let them express themselves the best way they know how. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You're not.
When they say men, I'm not wrong.
Nah, you're not.
Thank you.
I will say this.
Okay.
When a relationship get good to you, and you get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that dream woman that you met in high school that you was crazy about, that you thought was going to be your soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
If you really love your wife and you really love that woman, man, pray for her. I mean, this happened to me. I can literally testify to this. This was like 3 years ago. The girl that I thought I was going to just kick in good with, I remember her name. I think it was Natasha or something like that. She was beautiful. I mean, green eyes, thunder thighs, light skin, everything. I was like, oh, my God, short, thick, just had me going
nuts. That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Huh?
So, and I don't know who you're talking about. I said, that wasn't me, so I don't know who you're talking about.
I'm just saying, in a idle conversation, you know, she was just like my dream lover. And when I first met her and I had just broke up with my ex, I ended up, my mom was like, wow, this is the prettiest girl you ever brought to my house. And you just got your license. Mm-hmm. Take her for a ride in my car. Do you know I took the girl for a ride and ran into a police car?
Are you serious?
Police and she had to get out the car and go. I ended up in handcuffs, and I seen her like three years ago after being married for so many years. I bumped into her. She looked just like she did then coming out of high school. I said, "Oh my God,
wow.
I haven't seen you in years." And so what I did, she said, well, how have you been? What have you been doing? And I said, you know, I'm married. I've been married for some years now. She was like, oh, dang. And I said, you know, but, well, why don't I pray for you, you know? You know, and that's what I did. I just prayed for her, you know. I prayed that everything was going well for her. I prayed with her. I asked her, can I pray with you? You know, I prayed for her. And pray that if she don't have the right person, God sends her the right person. You know what I mean? So
right. But she has to pray for herself, too.
Yeah, but I never seen her again, so I'm pretty sure she's doing well out here. So, you know, I'm sure looking like that, you better be doing well out here. So I was just like surprised, and, you know, it's nothing against my wife. Sarah, if you hear this, I truly do apologize. Don't think I'm on BS, because I'm not. I'm just, guys, when you get in your marriage, it's going to always be the lady that you actually
let
like.
Get away.
Yeah, the one that you let get away, she always come up. Man, don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. If you got somebody that been washing your drawers for years, be happy with who you got. If you got somebody sharing the responsibility with, be happy with who you got, man. Be happy with who you got, because it's hard out here. And 9 times out of 10, that woman's single for a reason. She's single for a reason. So, you know, I'm just saying, it might work, it might not, you know. I wouldn't gamble, though, because that's shooting craps with your whole family, and I ain't got that type of time.
Not to try and put another 22 years in the you'd be a
Nah, I'm too old now, you know, because you got to think, what if you in your marriage, and this didn't happen to a lot of us, you in your marriage and then you make a child in wedlock with somebody else. Now you got to tell your wife. And she's got to either divorce you or you got to deal with two women at one time. And now it's babies involved, and that's 18 years, no probation, no parole, hard time, sir. You know, it's love, yeah. But, you know, you got to think about all of that. So if you got it good at home, keep it great, man. Don't throw no gas in the fire. You mess around talking about some. Now that's a fire. You end up Afro cooked, face
getting
burnt, everything else.
Getting cooked, getting burnt. That's right. Mm-mm-mm.
And down that road is not a place to be. It is not a place
listen
to be.
Listen to this.
And everybody.
Y'all listen. Y'all listen to him.
Every woman ain't.
He's been down that road.
Every woman ain't down for the BS. Now, you might find a couple that might love you after you, you know, slide around somewhere else, but the waters went deep, bruh. Hey, and I don't, hey. And the shoe on the other foot, you know, ladies, love your man, you know. Especially if he committed to you. And he laying down beside you. Everybody's not going to be able to be soft and gentle all the time. They ain't going to be able to say, oh, baby, I love you all the time. They're not going to be able to do that. Some women want that, and then you end up with a man that's Hard Rock Cafe, but you know, you're like, oh, he don't even tell me he loved me. So don't think he out cheating because he don't tell you he love you all the time. He probably just out taking care of you, you know. So you know, and sometimes you role play. You take out with you sometime and let us see what you do. And sometimes that don't even work. So you gotta pray for, you know, and love her. But you know, let her know, hey, I ain't on that, and this ain't that type of time, and I ain't got time to waste. You know, for the ones out there that's real, man, hats off to you. I know some soldiers that have been in their marriage, you know.
Yeah. Yes. 75 years.
Yeah. Always pray for the one that you love. If you really love the person, I pray for my wife, man. I pray that she's here another day because I don't know what I'd do without her, you know. It'll be very hard to start over for me. You know, I ain't had no good luck, and then I finally got 20 years worth. Hey, praise God. Let me lay my head where
bless
I'm at. I'm
heart.
At peace. I'm at peace.
And she's not going anywhere. She is not going anywhere.
Nah. And I ain't planning on going nowhere myself. It's, you know, God take her from me. Yeah. God take her from me. He broke the mold with what he gave me. I'm not going to say there's somebody out there that's, you know, better or worse. All I'm saying is I got into this marriage for better or worse. And it's been more better than it has been worse for me.
Good for you.
And that's what
works. Good for you. Thank you.
That's what works.
Thank you. Thank you. See, I'm glad you're on the line because, hey, mine was 9 years, 9 days. The first one.
You know, he did, and I still say the same thing that I was said the same time I spoke to you. He didn't deserve you. If you let him go and he was bogus, that's his fault. He didn't deserve what he had because he didn't know how to treat what he had.
Right. That's true.
You deserve to be loved, respected, and treated well.
Right, right. And we won't go through all that what happened. But then he got married 2 weeks after we got divorced.
So we already know.
So I know
what
it wasn't
happened.
Me. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It was never you. It was him the whole time out here playing the game. You want to play the field?
And
go get in a sport. When you're in a commitment and you're in a relationship or you're in a marriage, that game plan, you got to throw that out the window, man, because you committed to this lady. You said I do. You could have said, no, I'm not ready. You could have came to her and said, hey, can we get marriage counselor? You know, you decided to go out there and
we did.
Go for a swing.
We did. We did have marriage counseling.
But he still decided that he didn't want to do it the right way. If he wanted to do it the right way, it would have been done the right way. Somewhere along that line, he made the wrong decision because he lost a great woman.
Well, thank you. And he's on his fourth marriage, okay? So I don't have nothing else to say.
Well, I told you it wasn't never you. That wasn't never you. That was him. He wanted to play Dr. Strange and these waters, and he wanted to go for a swiggity swim, reminding me of that little crawfish on that stick, on that piece of wood. They went to crayfish, and they have them running to the hot grease. And, I want to go for a swiggity swim. jumped right in that hot butter grease and got cooked.
That was the last time you jumped.
Mm-hmm.
He's out there. He's out there, and he married a woman who is 6 months older than his daughter.
Well, that sounds like some pedophile crap to me, but, hey, I ain't here to judge him.
I'm not either. It's like, uh-uh. Mm-mm.
That sounds like a whole pedophile.
Yeah, he just...
I cannot, and I will not. They gotta
That's
be. They gotta be at least 20 years older than my kids, man. My kids don't look at me like I'm crazy. And they, I don't want nothing that can have any more kids. If my wife decided that it was over with, I said I'd be to myself. I would definitely be alone for a long time. Well, if God called her home, I would be alone for a while because it'll take me.
Right.
I have to pick up the pieces and really put myself back together again, you know, because she really did, baby. She did a lot for me, you know.
And she helped you do a lot as well.
Yeah,
see, that's
she has, and she still does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have no complaints. I'm truly, I'm happy, you know. I'm at peace.
Mm-hmm.
But it took hard work and commitment.
Because
she married a mental patient, believe it or not. That's what my first wife did to me. I wasn't good for nobody. I wasn't good for myself. That woman doctored me back to health, and I've been going strong now all these years. I'm blessed to have had a wife that would do that with me. And for a lot of women, be like, nah, bro, you got too much going on. Let me leave you right there.
Let me put you back in the
good Lord's flinching.
I know that's right. And I have a texter. He says, it's hard to tell someone you love them. Most women take advantage of it when you say that you love someone. Me, as a man, I need to feel that if not, I'm not putting much into the relationship, but it goes both ways, he says. So, okay. Go ahead and say it, Mr. Texter. Okay. We have Brother Joe on the line. Lord have mercy. I'm unmuting his line for 2 seconds. I'm just kidding.
2 seconds.
Hey, Joe.
Is that
okay,
hello,
that's enough.
Has 2 seconds. That's it. I'm muted. Okay. Nice to have been here, folks.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
Good. I am well. Thank you. On the line, what we have so far is Pastor Don. We have Reverend Ron. We have you. And we have... I don't know who else, who the 111111 number is. I don't know if that solution is out there in the background listening, and we'll chime in later. I have no idea. Or Sarge, I have no idea. I don't know who it is. But welcome whoever's out there.
Well, hi, people. Yeah, you've been talking about relationships, May, December relationships. I don't have a problem with that as long as the woman is a mature woman. Now, usually she's not. And usually if a woman is like 20 years younger than the guy that she's going to marry, usually the guy has a lot of bucks. And she thinks of him as Daddy Warbucks.
Has a lot of what?
You know, has a lot of money.
A lot of bucks?
Sugar
no,
daddy. Sugar
not
daddy.
Necessarily.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Right. A lot of money. Well, not necessarily. That's why I'm for May-December relationships as long as she's mature emotionally. But like I say, usually... the woman is not going to marry somebody 20 years, 21, 22 years older unless he is Daddy Warbucks or Sugar Daddy, okay? That's just the way it is. Women don't marry a man who are older than about 6 or 7 or 8 years older than them. They don't like older men, except maybe to dilly-dally with. To marry them, the requirement, money and status. So that's my opinion about that.
Okay. Okay.
He's right.
Anybody else like
He's right on many aspects, okay. on many fields.
Okay.
He's right. I got to give
it to you. Look at the statistics. I mean, how many women are marrying men? Right. How many women are marrying men 20, 25 years older unless they have money?
True. I mean, I'm not going to deny that. That's you're probably, I'm sure you're probably 100% right. You know, I'm sure you're 100% right. I might go I might go as much as 10. Let's see, 10 years. Maybe 6 or 7 years older than me. 10 at the most, maybe. But
yeah. That's because you're a real deal. You're a real woman. It's just women out here, they real. Now, don't get it twisted, but they will go half on an insurance policy. You know, I get what he's saying. Instead
right,
of half on a baby, half on an insurance policy.
Hello, that part. And, you know, it's sad that women are like that because how long is that man going to last? You know, unless he's just got, you know, Viagra for days and has a good health insurance, or not health insurance, but have a health, you know, a healthy heart, because the young folks that, I'm not even going to talk about me, but the people that I've seen who are with older men, he just wants company. That's what one girl said. She says, I don't want his money. But he just wants the company, and he wants to spend the money on me. I'm not asking for money at all.
Right.
No, seriously. Because she came in the store, and she says, you know, he just wants company. He owns a restaurant, and, you know, he just wants the company. A lot of times that's what a lot of older men want is company, because maybe their wife prior to passed away and they don't want to go through that again of their loved one passing away before they do. That's a hard thing. Mm-hmm.
I'm not questioning his motivation. I'm questioning her motivation. She's saying, I don't ask him for money. Yeah, but if he doesn't spend money on her, she'll let him know one way or another, like, oh, I got a headache tonight, or I can't come over today, or I know, I think maybe we should see other people. So he knows, because of the conditioning we all have when we're growing up to be gentlemen, that you should treat a younger woman or any kind of woman as a princess, a lady. And now that he's got this this teeny bopper who's, coming over, he doesn't want to lose her. So he knows he's got to spend money. Mm. She doesn't have to say you have to. But I'm sure if he doesn't offer, her attitude changes. He notices the change in the wind, and he goes back to spending money again.
Okay.
He's right. He's definitely right. He's dead on the money right with that. And plus, she eat free, too. He own a restaurant, so she eat free, too, so she ain't got to worry about a meal either.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't. Probably don't have to worry about a lot of things. I know the man is wealthy. I know it because of the place that he owns. So I already know. I already know, but it's like, how can she get so lucky? Why couldn't that be me? No, I'm just messing.
Oh, okay, Inez. Okay. I know.
Oh, no.
I know.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. You know that Inez's prayers have been answered. She prayed, and her prayers have been answered when somebody wealthy, you know, comes through the door. And, hi, honey, how are you? Oh, I'm all right. How are you? You know? Yeah.
Oh, I'm wonderful. What can I do for you this evening?
No. That's right.
No, because for me.
That's right. Yeah. Instead of waiting for him to ask you out, you say, you know what, my store closes around 10 p.m. Would you like to go for coffee?
I don't like coffee, so it'd be tea. No, because Me, I would probably go straight into my my sewing room. I mean, that's probably where I would go. I'm serious. And even when I was married and everything, my husband says, are you coming to bed? I said, you know, after a while, I got these things I got to do. So he'd fall asleep, and I'd still be sewing. You know, I'd still be sewing. But that is funny. I just had to say that.
Yeah, why couldn't it be me?
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
And it's because God didn't put him in my life. He put him in her life because she needed him more than I did. Now, how you like that? That's my answer to that one there. Huh.
Well, that's a good answer. Yes, yes, I know.
No, because I mean, cause she was younger. She was younger than me. She was probably in her maybe early 30s, and he was probably in his 70s, maybe.
Oh God, that's a sugar daddy. Come on.
That's
hey.
40 years.
Hey.
Oh please.
I'm just saying.
I don't care how good of a shape he's in. If he's in his 70s, he's looking like he deserves to be in a nursing home. He could be healthy as hell, but he looks like he deserves to be in a nursing home. He's aged.
No.
He's got wrinkled
bags.
He's aged. Yeah.
Sagging things.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
boy.
No, he was a live wire. It's like, oh, my gosh. It's like, I tried to help him, but it's like, oh, Lord, he was going this place and that place, and I don't want this. I don't like this. It's like, oh, my God, what do you want? I'm surprised she wasn't crazy, but it's like, I'm good. I'm fine. I am fine.
Whoa, 70 years of age. I mean, look, a few people in life have actually, when they achieve 70 or a little bit beyond 70, actually look good. Like Dick Clark, he looked okay for 70. Sean Connery, and somebody else, maybe Cary Grant. Outside of that, 99% of people, men or women, please.
Wow.
There's nothing wrong with being aged, you know, but you just, when you hit 70, you look it.
Not everybody looks like that. You know, don't crack. And grease don't crease.
Oh, yeah, black don't crack. Okay.
And grease don't crease.
Okay.
I just turned 65.
Oh, boy. Sorry,
I
shouldn't have said
65.
That. I am really sorry. Well, okay.
What are you sorry about? What are you sorry about?
Never mind.
Don't hurt my
Never
feelings.
Never mind. Okay, good. Yeah, but you're not going to go for a 95-year-old man either. If you had your brothers and some 45-year-old guy said, you know, hey, you're looking good, you know, you might not believe him for a day or two or so. But then, you know, you might say, hey, you know what, I'll give him a shot. I mean, he wants to stick around, be with me. I'll give him a shot. Wouldn't you say that?
I'm not going to tell you how young.
Yeah, the answer is yes.
Yes to what?
Yes, a guy 45 years of age, who's 20 years younger than you, is interested in you. You might not believe him at first, but if he keeps coming to the store, if he still asks you out for a while, you know, you're gonna say, you know what, let me give him a shot, right?
We'll see. I don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
I don't know. Because I go to the gas station, and I have people anywhere between 25 and up approaching me. It's like, okay, what do I do with this one? I can be a mentor, but I'm not going to be a cougar. That's definitely for sure. Definitely not going to be a cougar. Sorry. That's too young. That's younger than my daughter. I said, what am I going to do with you? I can teach you a few things as far as how to treat a woman, but, you know, that's what I would do is teach a young man how to treat a woman, but that's too young.
Yeah, so then a 45-year-old is not too young. If a 45, Look, the answer is yes. You know it. Why do we tap dancing around it?
That's because you have your druthers and your likes.
I wouldn't mind a 45-year-old chick being interested in me as long as she had emotional maturity. Not a problem.
Uh-huh. And you don't think 45-year-old women do?
I don't think 45-year-old women will do for what?
No, you don't think that 45-year-old women do have mental maturity?
They're more mature than 30-year-olds, but still, if they're relatively attractive, because I've gone to dances with 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. If they're relatively, they're still going to act like queen of the ball. If they're still getting attention, okay, what they consider to be enough attention, they're going to act like queen of the ball. Okay? Now, if they hit 50, 55, and they start realizing that the men aren't looking at them the same way, they'll mellow out a little bit. Okay? But like I say, if a 45-year-old woman had the emotional maturity that I would require in a woman, then, and if my age didn't bother her, then I think I would give her a shot, and she should give me a shot.
Okay. Okay, hey. If you approach her right proper, she just may give you a shot.
Mm-hmm.
If you say, I'm Montana Joe and I'm on Let's Do It Radio, she just may give you a shot. So, ladies.
Yeah, right in the head with a 45. You think that. Right.
9985 if you want to date Joe. I'm not finished. 845-241-9985 if you want to date Montana Joe. Ladies.
Yeah, well, you can want to, but I don't do blind dates. But then, you know, your girlfriend, I think.
Which
Jennifer.
One?
The one
My
used to have the talk
Jennifer.
Radio. Didn't you used to partner up with her in doing talk shows?
Who, Sharon?
No. No, I Jennifer. Think it was Jennifer. Well, in any case, I may be thinking about the wrong person and affiliation with.
Are you Stephanie?
Maybe Stephanie. Yeah, maybe her. Okay. And now she has the relationship. And tonight she had about trauma and stuff. If it's the same person, she keeps trolling me. She keeps sending me texts every week. I keep telling her, "Do not do it." She doesn't listen.
Jennifer.
She doesn't learn.
Interesting.
I had to go on a show tonight,
Jennifer.
And I had to tell her, don't do it. Well, maybe Stephanie Graff.
I don't think Stephanie's on. No, No. I don't know.
Okay.
No.
Well, whoever it is, maybe you don't know her and she doesn't know you, but this woman has a phone number similar to yours. I thought that she was you when she texted me a few times.
Oh.
So I texted back, and then I realized it wasn't you. And then I had to tell her nicely at first, stop texting me about your show. I don't want to be notified. She still does it. So I had to get a little bit aggressive tonight.
What you do is just block her number. Just block her number.
It's a text. I can't block. The number
block
I might be able to block. I haven't found the feature yet in my app. No.
Oh, okay.
I have a feature that says mute notifications, but I can't block texts that I find so far. I'll look further, but I haven't found it yet.
Okay. Well, you have my number, so if you need to text me, I'll tell her very nicely to stop. But I don't know who this is because
I don't know her.
This person. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm not gonna have you intercede with somebody you don't know. But thanks anyway. If you knew her,
I
would ask you to tell her. But I don't think you know her. It doesn't ring a bell with you. Yeah, I'll deal with it. You know. So going back to your topic about the mental conditioning of men.
No. The topic is how to understand men. That's the topic. How to understand it. Mental was 2 weeks
ago.
Well,
we're simple.
Or last week.
Yeah.
And that's what we said.
Yeah, we talked.
That's exactly. But that's what we said. They're simple, not simple, but you just, you don't need a lot of fluff, you know, and or anything like that. You just, now I'm going to say plain either, but you don't require a lot, basically. You know, the next thing we have was men need space. You know, if there's one thing you should understand about men, it's this. We know that when you like a guy, it can be tempting to spend all of your time with him. But for men, we can like you and still not want to spend every moment with you. We don't want to feel smothered or feel like we have no life outside of the relationship. Women need to understand how not to be so clingy and when to give a guy some space. And men can be the same way. Men can be clingy, you know.
Yeah.
Just remember that just because he needs space doesn't mean that he doesn't care. So do you hear that, ladies? Just because he needs space, and as I said earlier, I don't know who's making all that noise in the background, but thank
I'll
you.
Mute myself. Probably I'll mute myself anyway.
Probably you rustling around. Wrestling around.
Yeah, it is.
But,
it is.
Okay. Okay. What was I going to say? It's about space. That, you know, just because, you know, you need to do something else, ladies. You know, have some time to yourself and maybe at some point in time come together and maybe have massages together, have a couple massages where you're still together, but yet you still have your space and he has his space. And, you know, don't smother somebody unless the guy wants to be smothered. And you'll know if he wants to be smothered. Then you're going to say, man, I need my space. I need my own time to have a manicure, pedicure, get my hair done, you know, get a facial or whatever. But men, they need space just like women need space. So men, you can't be clingy either. Oh, I got to see her. I'm in love with this woman. I don't want her out of my sight, blah, 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 and so on and so forth. But, hey, you know, give the woman some space.
Well, you're right.
Give the men some space. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're right about the clinginess. And I recommend that people should only see each other no more than 5 days, 5 nights out of the week, maybe even 4 days and 4 nights out of the week. Because then,
is that during
when
dating?
You have a relationship with somebody. Yeah,
okay.
During dating
okay.
and when you have a relationship with somebody. Because then, each person has a chance to, you know, reassociate with their relatives, their friends, to do what they want to do, and then have something to talk about that's new, so where they can get back together. I would appreciate a woman that I see 4 or 5 times during the week than somebody I see 7 days or 7 nights out of the week. Because then we have to talk. If we have that comfortable silence, that's good. But until that happens, there can be that awkward type of, awkward type of silence. And
silence.
I need my space. She needs her space. I think I would rather see, and I would be glad to have somebody to see 4 or 5 times out of the week than nobody, you know?
Okay.
So, I'd be grateful for that situation. But that's me.
Okay. And Ronnie, what do you think about that? Because you've been married, 22 years now, you say? So what do you think?
I agree. I agree, but I say it's the difference when you marry. You know, it's the difference. So, you know, I've been out the market so long, you probably blow cobwebs off of my relationship still. As far as being outside of a marriage and leading somebody. But I would
agree.
Okay,
so stop right there. But stop right there. Because when we were talking earlier, you said that, you know, after 4 months and whatever, you know, you really found out that you really loved this person, correct?
Yeah.
The girl, your wife, your current wife now. And so how often did you see her?
We just enjoyed each other's company. So it went from 4 to 5 days to 6 to 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went on and said, you know, we're going to get married. And we went tied the knot.
Okay. Okay.
When I found out I didn't get tired of her presence and she didn't get tired of mine. is when we said, let's do this.
Okay. And then that's a different story.
Right.
22 years, that's wonderful.
Yeah. I've been lucky. I've been blessed. I have no complaints.
That is good. 22 years marriage, and to see each other 7 days out of the week. Yeah, you were totally compatible.
Yeah.
Yes, that's cool. Because God sent you that
one.
One
of the luckiest. First wife, I wish I'd have never met her. I mean, the whole song and the guy dancing and playing the piano. So.
I love it. Okay.
Yeah, I hear that.
And men are not judgmental, or not that judgmental. Most of the time, men aren't picking you apart and judging every aspect of you. Even if you think that men are, there's a good chance that that's not the case, particularly early in relationships. Guys are usually more concerned about impressing you than worrying about whether or not you're perfect. I know it might go against your instincts, ladies, but try not to worry too much about what a guy thinks about you, or ask him what he thinks about you. I'm sure he's going to tell you, you know. He's not going to sugarcoat it. He's not going to, you know, beat around the bush or anything. He's going to tell you. So just try to relax and be yourself, because most of the men aren't super judgmental. Doe, is that true? What do you think?
Yeah, I would agree. Because what a man, because again, we're simple creatures. What we want is a relatively good-looking woman, a woman who doesn't provoke drama, a woman who's interesting to talk to, a woman who's good in bed, and of course, somebody who's moral. So we're not going to pick apart her her relationship with her dad, her mom, her job, her career choices, who she hangs out with, unless they create drama. So that's all we're really interested in, because the kind of requirements that we want would make her suitable for us. But if we put the same kind of requirements in us, and she looks at us with those requirements, with those attributes, she gets bored. She's bored with a guy who's interesting, funny, good in bed, and doesn't create drama. Because he is so boring. He's predictable. He will do what I want because I ask him to, and you know, guys are going to get criticized for doing something wrong. Then guys are going to get criticized for doing something right.
And
that would be a good topic for your show. You know, the fine line that men have to walk. So we don't tear apart women. We just want you to know drama, be friendly, be compatible. Basically, that's it. And over time, if you don't give us drama, we will go from really liking you to really, really liking you and wanting to have a relationship with you. Unless I'm wrong, unless the guys on the line think somehow I might be wrong.
I believe you're right, but there's one important factor that you forgot to add to that, Joe. Don't get in front of the TV on game night.
Especially the Super Bowl.
Man.
Back away from the TV.
Now, I'd be right there. I would be right there with y'all because I love sports. I like the camaraderie in sports and stuff, you know, depending on. And sometimes I would just be for the other team just for, you know, combativeness and so on and so forth.
Oh, that's
me.
Fun.
Just to have some, you know, some, you know.
Some banter going back and forth, yeah.
Yeah, some banter, yeah. Just to have, did you see that shot, that three-pointer, man? He was on the outside of the line, can't you see him? Man, boy, he dribbled. You know he double dribbled. Nuh-uh. Did you see how he was up in the air? He hung, man. No, you know, that's just me. I had brothers, so, you know.
I would really enjoy that. I would so enjoy that. My God, if I found a woman who really likes sports.
Yeah. Just because, you know, that's some time that you guys could spend together and, you know, have fun. You know, throw popcorn at each other and, you know, just have fun, you know. You know, type of thing. She wears one sports jersey, you wear another sports jersey.
She wears one jersey, you wear the other.
I mean, I do that just because, like, okay, let's see. I know he's for the Seahawks, so I think I'm going to go for the Cardinals just because. You know, let me find out some things about the Cardinals, or, you know, the heat is on the Nuggets. Those Nuggets are going to get heated up by the heat. You know, we're going to get eaten up and get, you know, burnt up by the heat.
Yeah.
You know, and all that kind of stuff. But ha, you know, that's just me.
I know.
I like to make people smile. I like to make people smile. So that's just me. But the next one is positive reinforcement.
I would love it if a woman said, huh?
No, I said positive reinforcements, and so that was the next line. But go ahead. You'd love a woman now. Go ahead.
I would love it if some chick said to me, "Your boy can't hang." You know, you call that a dump? What, are you kidding me?
Come on, let's take it outside. We're gonna see who can do what. You know, man, he needs to be kicked out the game. You know, I was fun. I just have a good old time. Okay, if your team loses,
so
you
fun.
Have to cook dinner for the next week. If my team loses, you know, it's whatever you want. They're like, oh, the game is on. Let's go. So that's,
I love
like
that.
Doing stuff like that.
I love a sassy woman who is – I love a sassy woman who's non-malicious, who just likes to have fun. Mm-hmm. Not somebody who wants drama, but somebody who's like to have fun, you know, kind of silly. Oh God, that would be terrific.
Time is too short.
But then again, you know,
just to have fun.
Well, I'd say this for my wife: I'd love for her to just like going fishing with me. She can't stand fishing. You on your own.
I'll go fishing with you as long as I don't have to bait it. I ain't going to bait it, but I'll fish all day. I will make sure that you eat. I will stay out there on the boat all day. Just don't have me take the fish off the hook, but I will catch and catch and catch as long as you worm it up for me and take it off. But because I'll be out there. Oh, I love to fish. Just don't ask me to do all that other stuff. But I'll be out there right now.
He's got a supportive wife. She's doing something she really doesn't want to do. But she's doing it for him, which shows us, you know, a sacrifice of sorts. So you would be compatible with him, but she's not compatible in that particular aspect. But she's doing it for him, and that's also nice, you know. I mean, that's
just
terrific.
To be with him.
She will not
get out
the car.
I don't think she said
her thing is the pterodactyl-sized mosquitoes. She'll go camping, but it's got to be a log cabin. It's definitely not a tent thing for her. And she will go fishing, but there's no boat, car close by, you know. There's
toilet, you know, all that stuff.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool because I know that her heart was in the right place for even coming in the first place.
Right.
I'm fine. And so then you would turn around and do something nice for her just because she was there for you. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It's right. You're right. You're definitely right. Definitely right. Her thing is she likes to go to she's a shopper.
Okay.
I hate shopping.
Give me a good movie or just give me some Netflix and chill and you can go shopping. Go. There's the key. Have a title of your life, have a ball. I'm not too much of a shopper. I hate shopping.
I hear you. Oh God.
Can I sit out there
shopping
with some Netflix? I don't like shopping.
Yeah.
I will sit with you with some Netflix. I don't even like to go shopping. If it's not material shopping, I don't like doing it. I hate
She loves any type of shopping, material and clothing. You are not getting all away from the store.
Yeah,
she's there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think I'll try this line again, honey, you know. And oh, look at this in the window. And then you go across the street hoping there's no windows. There's a window over there. Oh, look at this, babe. You know, this is nice. Yeah. And then you get inside the store, and then, you know, they're stopping at every shelf and stopping to want to try on crap. No, me. Not me. I am not shopping. Oof.
After the third after the third look, I'm in the car already. She just looked the wrong way.
Yeah.
You wouldn't wow. I thought she was going shopping with me. I did. You've been out here for 2 hours.
I went.
I came, I went. I'm back.
Now, see, my dad and my mom, my dad was the most kindest man. He'd take my mom to the store. She'd look at everything, you all. You would hate to have gone shopping with my mom. I hated to go shopping with my mom. So what I would do is my mom would be in there. She'd be talking to me, but I would be nowhere around. She says, Niz, quit hiding. I know you're in here. Quit hiding from me. You know I'm talking to you. And I'd be somewhere laughing at her. Watching her talk to me, I'm nowhere to be found. Mm-hmm. And she'd look at me with her glasses, you know, down on her nose and looking over her glasses. Why you do that to me? You know that makes me look like I'm talking to myself. I said, I know. But my dad, he would take my mom shopping and he'd just sit there and just wait for her. Because she didn't drive after a while, she just didn't drive. Dad would just take her and, you know, as long as there's a good chair around, he'd just sit there and be just as patient and wait, because she'd look at everything, pick up everything. Don't go to the little five and dime stores. Lord have mercy, Jesus, keep me near the crossing. Don't do it for Christmas. Mm-mm. She would shop for everybody and their dog. Mm-mm.
Yep.
So my mom and your wife. Go ahead.
My wife, she's the same way. So what I do after I kind of time it, and I kind of got it down to a science. After 2.5 hours, I got to use the washroom. And I'm going to hit you like a
two
kid
and a half
anytime.
Hours.
Yeah. Wow. I got to use the washroom. I'll be right back. Honey.
You got patience. 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
You got patience.
You got to have something.
Two and a half hours.
I hit her with the bathroom thing every 30 minutes after that. Then she know I'm ready to go.
Oh, my goodness. Babe, I drank a lot. I got to go over here. Got to go over here.
All right,
no.
I'm ready to go.
Okay.
This is so cute, though. But look at this over here. You know, what did I talk to you about this last week?
You're so wrong. You are so wrong. So the next one is positive reinforcement is best. As mentioned before, guys want to be your hero. Y'all want your admiration and respect, which means we take it hard when you criticize us. Believe it or not, guys are sensitive to criticism and negative reinforcement. It can make a man shut down and feel insecure, which could hurt their confidence. Much like women, we prefer compliments and positive reinforcements. This will help stroke our ego and give us more positive vibes about you and the relationship. So all you all want to be is our knight in shining armor, our protector, and make sure that everything is okay. Correct? We love you, honey, for being my hero, my protector, and taking care of me. Come on, let's go shopping. No, you can't say all that in one sentence. That don't work.
I don't know. I think it does work. I think, you know, I love you for being, you know, for wearing the hat of being my protector, my provider. Geez, why don't we shop and celebrate that? Well, you know what? I think 99% of the guys in America, if not around the world, well, let's tell you the Western industrialized culture. that we're trained to be the protector and the provider and to be the hero. Now, I wouldn't mind being the hero, but if I got to get a bullet in the chest or an arrow in the back, afraid not, you know. Unless you're my wife, you know, especially if you start the fracas, if you start the drama.
The fracas.
Yeah. Then you're on your own, Toots. I am not protecting you.
Yeah, you out there on your own, sister.
You got that right. No, you. And I was out. I remember being on 2 days in which women almost started a fight. I don't know if they wanted the drama or if they, because I just, I remember in the theater before the movie started, there were some guys who were about 3 or 4 rows above us who were making noise, and I'm saying, look at these freaking assholes. Sorry, look at these a-holes. You know, I hope they shut up when the movie starts. So this broad has to turn around and go, hey, up there, pipe down, shut up. I'm going to, I'm telling her, shut up, you know?
Right.
Shut up. They're going to come down here and try to kick my butt, not yours. Shut up. and then in a club, a girl opened up her mouth trying to be helpful, but then I had to tell her to shut up too.
Oh, wow.
You know. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
That is something else. No, but but you guys, you know, you just want that reinforcement that you're doing okay, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah. My wife, I gotta back her up on what she's, you know, but usually she never really gets out of play or really gets that steam, don't let anybody get her that steam, you know. And I take a hand and we just walk away because it's not worth all of that. And at the end of the day, we got each other. You don't have to fight or prove nothing to nobody else. You know, I got your back, you got mine. As long as nobody hits you or makes approach towards you, I'm cool.
You got her back. It's good.
Yeah, I got her back. But I know she's not going to start anything with anyone, you know. And by us being an older couple, I'm not going to go to no movies. I'd rather be at home. I know she's not the movie type. She want to go out from time to time, but not, you know, it's not a everyday thing or even a monthly thing. So, and we find a place secure and safe where we can go and enjoy each other's company. That's cool. But, you know, today a lot of this stuff like the movies and all that, 9 times out of 10, if we're not taking the kids out to the movies or something, we make the best of it. We go out to eat and, you know, enjoy each other's company that way, and but you know, you just troubleshoot situations. Movies,
there
youngsters,
you go.
Youngsters, parents yelling at their kids. Not only parents yelling at their kids, agitating from their children. Not to mention the children that's agitating the workers there that hate their jobs. That's already upset that they got to service you. Not only that you got to worry about is you go into the bathroom. Somebody then squatted and took a dump all over the toilet or feet all across the floor. No, I'm not going to do all that. I'm not even going to step in.
Yeah.
We're not going there. And I don't, and she totally agrees. You know, you just troubleshoot the situation. Ask yourself, is this really something that you want to go or be involved in? You married over 20-some years, you ain't got no reason to be in no club. I don't even want to go to the comedy club. Might get into a fight with a comedian. Your joke is funnier than mine, no? You know, there's just certain things that there's do's and don'ts. You know what I mean?
Right,
we just draw the line. And this is really how we keep our commitment and relationship and marriage strong. There's just things that we both agree on, you know? Some things is better off left alone. You know what I mean? We
right.
done seen a lot of movies over the years. All right, let's go for a drive. You know, go to a quiet place, sit by the lake. You know, we in the car together. You know what I mean? Discuss the future, different things of that nature. You know, it's just you troubleshoot the situation well. 9 times out of 10, the relationship gets a lot better.
Right.
You get somebody they want to. I'm going to the club tonight. Why are you going to the club?
I'm going to go ahead and get drunk.
I'm going to drink. No, I don't want alcohol or Susie Q. I'm good. You know, it just takes you do that do's and don't, you know.
Right. That's right. That
it makes
so
the relationship
true.
A lot better. It's just common sense. It works when you use it.
And some people
it, you know,
don't have that. Mm-hmm.
Some people, they just like the drama. You want to be out there and all that drama, knock yourself out. I'll be right here when you get back.
That's it.
You troubleshoot
that's
the
it.
Situations. You make sure it's not a situation that's going to get you in trouble and your loved one in trouble or your children. You know, just be smart about the situation. If you already know it's going to be a drama-filled situation, then why be bothered with it? It's like, you know you're going to go over to your in-law's house and you got that drunk uncle that fall down the stairs. So you're going to stand right there when he's coming down and he's weighing about 300-something pounds. Move out the way. Or get ran over. You know.
Ain't that the truth? You're so funny.
It's a common sense situation.
And a lot of people don't have that.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't have that.
It's potentially,
sad, but they
don't. Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know, it's a potentially incendiary situation. Oh, sorry.
What's that?
No, go ahead.
Going to the supermarket. People trying to race ahead of you online, or they bump into you, and then the girl you're with, she knows that she's with you, and she might want to give, somebody, the bad look, and it might escalate into a little bit of something, and then the bitch word comes out or something. Supermarkets are dangerous places. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot I was on your show. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you this. The best way to avoid that is do not go out on Black Fridays. So, you know.
Any Friday.
And then hours that you know the supermarket's not going to be packed. You know, everybody's not going to be at the supermarket 24/7. So you pick a time, you know, check the thing out. Well, it's not that many people here, so we'll start coming around this time. That way you avoid people bumping into you and little kids running up to you, kicking you in the shin, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I deliver
that's
that
easy
just for myself.
Time.
Yeah. No, I stepped on his tongue. Go ahead.
You're so funny. I don't even like to go grocery shopping.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I don't like the grocery shop.
I deliberately go to the supermarket and markets. I know 24-hour supermarkets. I deliberately go when there's nobody around so I can get in and get out.
That's a smart way.
See, I go to, and 24-hour ones. Because I don't even know if we have too many of those anymore. I really don't. At least not around here. Because I can walk down to the Walmart, and I'll do that quite often, but not these days. So the next one is, men need to be sold on commitment. It's widely believed that men are afraid of commitment. To some extent, this is true. But, there's that word, a little word, but a big meaning. It might be more accurate that men just need to be sold on commitment. We have reservations about settling down and losing our freedom when we commit to a relationship. It just takes time for men to see that the positives will outweigh the negatives rather than get upset when a guy is reluctant to make a commitment. Just be patient and try to see, make him see the positive side of it. So is it true that it's really, 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 really difficult for a man to make a commitment? I know Ron and I had talked about this earlier. Joe?
I don't think so. I think if I, well, let me put it to you this way. It's hard for a man to find somebody that he wants to make a commitment with, but it's not hard.
Mm-hmm.
Men want to make commitments. It's just hard to find the right woman to make that commitment to. So
okay.
Every man is open, unless he's really traumatized, unless he's had like 3 breakups in a row from women that he's
mm-hmm.
thought were the loves of his life. Then yeah,
mm-hmm.
but most men, even if we've gone through some tough times, some tough relationships,
mm-hmm.
I think we're always open for the right woman. It's just that
okay.
the article's also right. We have to be persuaded that she's the right woman, not to be persuaded that commitment.
Mm.
We're not commitment phobia. We are commitment careful. We want to make sure that
okay.
the right woman is there. That's that's the way I feel about it.
Okay, I can go for that. Okay.
That's right.
Okay. I'll go for that one. I will go for that. Oh.
All of us want a relationship. All of us want somebody to love and to love us. We just have to trust that other person. I know that over 40, before we're 40, men would be willing to dip their toe into the water and try out, women here and there and try out new situations. But
mm-hmm.
then after 40, we're not that willing to jump
mm-hmm.
through hoops just to impress you. You were reading part of an article a few minutes ago about men, would like to impress you. And we do. We want to impress women. But when you're over 40, I know men just don't give a crap anymore. We're not trying to impress you. We want to take you out, but we're not going to take you to the restaurant that we would have taken you out if we were 20 years younger. We're not willing to take you
okay.
out to spend the money on an expensive dinner and a movie for the same night as we would have 20 years ago. Bring something to the
okay.
table. What have you got to offer? And the first thing is, I don't want you to say to me, well, you know what? I think we should go out first. Well, are you willing to go Dutch? Oh, no, you're asking me out. You should pay. Right away to me, that's a red flag.
Mm.
Okay, because I'm over
40.
I'm
well.
Over 50.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm over
mm.
50.
Over.
I'm not going for that.
Over
60. Yeah, over 60. And I'm not. Women have asked me. One woman really asked me out on a date and paid for everything. That was the first time. There are other women who have asked me out, but not the same way that men ask out women. They say, you want to
okay.
meet for coffee? And then they are definitely willing to allow the man to pick up the check, because if the coffee leads to a little bit of a sandwich or a little bit of a dinner, and he says, well, let me pay for
mm-hmm.
that. She's not going to, most of the time, she's not going to say, no, I asked you here, so let me pay. It's, oh, thank you very much. You're such a gentleman. I'm
mm-hmm.
not that kind of guy. Okay?
Okay. Because, if, like me, I may do the tip, I may, if the gentleman asks me out, he says, oh, no, I got this. Or the next time, may go out to movies or whatever, I'll pay for the movies, and then the gentleman may pay for the eats or the treats or whatever. I was like, okay. So, a lot of times that's kind of a Dutch thing or what have you. But these days, who's making money these days at this age? If Social Security is not coming in, I'm not making no money, hardly ever, next to never. I may make a dollar or two doing some alterations or whatever, but other than that, taboo. I don't have no money, But, it's nice to be taken out to dinner, but I'm not. I love lobster. I would love to have a lobster, but my normal go-to is calamari. And calamari is not that expensive, so I'm not trying to rape the man of his money. you know, I just try to, you know, kind of say, I say, okay, what's my limit for the evening? I'll even ask that, and I have people laughing. He said, what do you mean, what's your limit? You can have anything you want. I said, okay. I still go. I'm serious. I'll still go for my calamari and maybe a salad or whatever. But other than that, it's just not fair. And I know a man works just as hard as a woman does for his money. So, you know, she needs to give up the goods as well as he gives up, you know, his goods, if you ask me. You know, that's just me. But then again, I'm a different duck. Mm-hmm. I am a different duck. So, what say you all? Ron?
Find your favorite place. Place where it won't cost you that much for a meal, maybe 36, maybe 40 bucks, you know. And make
you
that the place y'all go.
You must be talking about Checkers then. Are you talking about Checkers or rallies?
I'm here. We got a lot of like China buffets out here. A lot of what's the name of it?
This buffet is not. Don't say Golden Corral. Golden Corral, not Golden Corral.
We got Golden Corral, but that's kind of special. That's something that you go to every now and then.
Really?
Yeah, out here, yeah.
Okay.
We got a place called The Wheel. We go and we eat pretty decent there. You know, It's just a place in particular for you and that person that you know they can, if they get whatever they want to get, they ain't going to max you out and break you, you know.
Right.
So... that's what we do.
And see, that's me. I'm not trying to steal all your money. Now, if you take me, you know, if you ask me out and take me to some extravagant place, I look at the price. I was like, okay, I want to get, like, sometimes the cheapest thing on the meal because it's like, okay, dang, that's because you're going to eat it in.
We got a place out here called the Purple Steer, and they pretty good with their pricing.
Okay.
So, you know, where you can really get something nice and you ain't got to worry about, all right.
Get broke.
Yeah.
You're not, yeah. See.
Sounds to me like they cook their own food. They
Like a Korean buffet.
Like have their own cattle.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. That's what I thought about it when I first heard it. And then I started going and I actually liked the place. I actually liked their cooking. They really
okay.
do the business as far as what they're cooking.
Okay. Okay. My daughter took me to Ruth Chris because I had never been, you know, her and her fiance go. And it's like, I've never been. So one night she says, yo, you need to dress up some. I was like, I didn't bring no clothes to really dress up in. So I just went in whatever I had. And I said, I should have written on the paper, Ruth Chris. Because I knew that for some strange reason in my bones, I knew that that's where she was taking me. That's exactly where we ended up. And it's like, dang, y'all come here all the time? Not all the time, but often. It's like, dang, that's expensive. You know, that to me is expensive. I could have gone to the store and we could have had a dinner and it could have lasted a little bit longer.
Yeah, that's true.
Get some groceries and make some meals, not one meal, but some meals, especially if you got children as Ron has. He got 22 children. No, that's how long you've been married. He got 22
children.
Oh,
22.
Oh, 22 children.
22 children.
Well, jeez. Welcome to the nation of Ron.
You know, that's like a salmon swimming upstream and finally died.
Had to. Wow. 22 children.
That's like the Duggar suit. They have a whole bunch of children. I just had to make y'all smile.
I know. Welcome to the nation and country of Ron.
RJ's Roadhouse. 20.
Oh,
I still got him last night.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow, I'm crying over here. That's a lot of kids.
Oh, I mean, you have to have a passport to know your own children.
Oh my God, a roster.
Are they coming over for dinner tonight? Well, their passport's been reneged, so I don't know.
Will they get a stamp for being in the United States?
Right, you know. Hey, Pop, will you stamp my passport for me? Thanks.
Oh, man.
That's funny. I just had to make y'all laugh, so that was a good one.
But Pop, I'm your son. Pop, I'm your son. Let me see your passport just to make sure.
See, we got to take a DNA test. I don't know who's mine and who's not mine. Are you? You don't look
22.
Like me. But Dad.
Oh, yeah.
Every social event, you got to have a bus.
Right. I know.
You have to have a Greyhound. I can't take your kids.
Yeah.
Greyhound.
I'm sorry, kids. I can't take you out to the picnic this weekend. It costs too much money for transportation.
For real. Oh,
I ran
my God.
Out of diesel. Oh.
Yeah.
That was a good one. That was a good one. But no.
Oh, look. Look, there goes the Ron bus. Hi, kids.
You
the 11 out the window, 11 on one side and 11 on the other.
That is hilarious. I just had to make y'all laugh. That's a good one.
22.
No, but my mom, she knew somebody or some, either it was a family member or something, and they had 18 kids, okay? And they were running out of names for these children. So the last child's name was... I haven't even said it yet. So they gave him a name. But you gotta let me tell you what they named this child. Well, I don't know the whole name.
You should have been like George Foreman, name them all George.
No, listen. The last part of the name is, that's enough, I reckon.
Oh, Lord.
That's what that child's name was. That's the last part. That's enough, I reckon. That is the last name. That's the name of the last child. Blah, 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 blah. That's enough, I reckon.
That's enough, I reckon? Oh, man.
Yes.
It's not like condemning the kid to get beat up in school all the time or nothing.
Yeah. You just condemn that child to a horrible life.
Hey.
You just a target now.
Yeah.
It depends on what part of the name they use. If they don't use that's enough, I reckon, nobody's not going to know. What's your name? James Foreman
the
third, and they weren't sure what the name is, so that's enough, I reckon.
Right. I guess it is. It takes me 5 minutes to pronounce your name. In first grade, he's condemned because the first grade teacher's going to read out the name and say, hello, you know, we got a new student, or, you know, thank you, mothers and fathers, for attending, and what's your name, son? What's your name, little girl? You know, well, what's the kid going to say? He could say, my name is Lex. My name is Lex.
That's enough.
Yeah.
No, that's enough.
Yeah, that's
enough.
My name is that. That's enough.
What's
that's
your name?
Enough.
Oh, yeah.
My name is that's enough, I reckon. Huh? What's your name? Stop joking.
That's enough,
I reckon.
That's what's going to happen. Sure.
But
the kid says,
that
the kid wants to shorten
that
to that's enough. And
Oh yeah. Well, poor kid. He had to legally change his name when he was 12.
Hey, that's hey. I'm just telling you, that's what my mom told me.
I reckon. That's enough.
I reckon.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. That's.
That's horrible.
That was a good one. That I'm just telling you what that that's. That's what my mama told me.
It's probably better than being named Waldo or Urkel, but still, that's enough, I reckon.
Oh, that's enough, I reckon. I said, hey. Hey, Nuff, you out there? Nuff.
Yeah,
Nuff, you better answer me, Nuff.
That's right. Nuff said. Hey. Enough of that. Oh, my God, the poor kid.
I reckon.
Geez.
I know. I'm just telling
hey,
you.
Hey, Stuffy Nuffy.
Yeah,
oh, I... Man,
you know what?
Oh, God.
That's wrong.
It is.
But yep. Mm-hmm.
And you know
so
what's
going to
happen
is,
when he's in first grade? He's going to say, let's say,
know.
That's enough. And the teacher's going to say, you can't talk back to me. No, but that's enough. I said, you can't talk back to me. No, my name is, that's enough. What? I told you, young man. You know, the kid gets suspended the first day in school because of his name. That's
hey,
enough, I reckon. What kind of parents would do that?
Those were our older black parents. They just didn't have enough money for nobody, so that's enough. Yeah, they had a whole bunch of kids. I think it was 18 kids. And
18 blah, 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 blah,
blah, that's enough. Mm-hmm. 18. That's right. Mm-hmm. 18 of them.
Well, somebody had a sense of humor, and it was a bad one. To name the last kid that name.
But the thing is, if the mom and dad both agreed on it, that's the bad part.
It is.
You know, if they both agreed on it.
I heard of a mother who named her daughter Vagina, probably thinking of trying to name her Virginia, but instead named her Vagina. What kind of name is that for a little girl? Yeah, this is Vagina Jones.
Jeez. VJ. Hey, VJ, what's up? Oh, gosh.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I'm changing my name.
VJ.
That's embarrassing. That right there is embarrassing. But I can see what's on y'all's minds. But the next part is we don't read minds or pick up on hints. You just tell us straightforward, right? Just tells that that's enough, I reckon. So I told you what my name was. So that's enough, I reckon.
Enough, I reckon. Even when he's grown, he has to talk to somebody on the phone, customer service. And your name, sir? Well, that's enough, I reckon. No, sir. I mean, what's your name? That's enough. But please, I'm trying to help you, sir. What is your name? That's enough, I reckon. Well, man, if you don't want to talk to me, you talk to somebody else. The poor guy had to change his name. You know, he had to change his name.
Oh, no.
Hey, wow. I'm just telling you what my mama told me. That's what she told me. Mm-hmm. That's enough, I reckon. I was trying
to see. My grandmama had 12 kids, but they all had proper names.
Thank God for that. Names are important.
They are important. That's too much. I just stick with my first name. Okay, so this might sound a little harsh, but women need to understand that men aren't as emotionally intelligent as they are. Okay, that's what this says. That's just the way it is, and so men don't always see things the same way women do. That means we don't always pick up on subtle hints about what you want from us. We can't always read your mind. With guys, you sometimes just have to spell out what you mean or what you want to get us to understand your perspective. So women, like I said earlier, don't try to play charades with a man. Just tell them what you want, plain and simple. Be direct. Am I correct?
Yeah.
That's enough.
I would say so. That's enough, I reckon. Are you here? That's enough, I reckon. I'm just listening. Thank you.
That's enough,
oh,
I reckon.
Man. I'm still talking.
I guess
I'm
is.
All right, that's
yeah,
enough,
we can't
reckon.
Be mind readers. That's enough, I reckon. You know, one of these days I'm probably going to meet somebody called That's Enough, I Reckon, and I'm going to say, you know what? Do you know Miss Inez?
I heard about
because...
you.
Yeah, I heard about you.
I'm sure that they are gone by now.
I had to. I would definitely change my name. Oh.
I'm sure they are gone by now. That was an older name. So.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was with my, from my mom's soul.
What's his name? That's enough, I reckon. Hey, why are you getting smart?
That's enough, I reckon. Yeah. Yeah, right. Are you talking back to me? No, I'm just saying that's enough. It is. That's enough, I reckon. Stop it. I'm telling you to stop it.
No, but that's enough, I reckon. No, that's my name. What do you mean that's... That's enough, I reckon. That's what I said. That's what my name is.
Let me see your ID.
That's right.
That's enough.
It says on my
that's
ID.
Enough.
Oh, man. That's almost as bad as Abbott and Costello's Who's On First, you know? That's enough,
what's
I reckon.
Second? I don't know. I know.
I don't
know.
Know.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
I love that. We did that in drama class. And not in drama class. It was... What was that? Not drama class. It was something. Not drama.
Theater?
Theater. Mm-hmm. It was in theater. Theater reading or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes, that's
yeah.
funny.
Oh,
that
is funny.
Hilarious.
But, I mean, that's enough. I'd rather be called Chief Sitting Bull than That's Enough, I Reckon. I mean, at least somebody would think I'm Indian, you know? If you're an Indian, that sounds, you know, okay, Chief Sitting Bull. But if you're, you know, if you're an American, that's enough, I reckon. Okay. Stop it. You know.
Stop telling me to shut up.
Right?
That's enough, I reckon. That's enough, I reckon.
You go on and on. You're damn right it's enough. I keep asking you what your name is, and you keep telling me that's enough. You're damn right it's enough. But that's enough. I'm going to smack the piss out of you. You keep it up. That's enough,
I reckon. I don't know about y'all. That was the name. That was the name. Sure was. That was it. I'll see if I can find it, but I guess it's probably too old and... excuse me, AI can't find it, so Siri cannot find it, so that's fine. I guess that's enough, I reckon.
That's enough, I reckon.
So this next part, sex is important, but not everything. Is that true? Yes, sex is on men's mind, but pretty much all of the time. It can also be a driving force early in relationships, and be a big part of why we are interested in you. But, that word again, I assure you that it's not the only thing that guys want. When it comes to serious relationships, guys are interested in a lot more than sex. They are not always big on wasting our time dating someone we don't generally like just for sex, as Joe had said earlier. Just keep in mind that sex matters, but isn't everything. True enough?
Well, these two gentlemen are married. Now, let me speak from being a single guy. That's absolutely true. Sex is not everything. Sex is the driving force. But, and you have to be...
They're married.
Well, yeah, but they're not going to comment on a single situation. They're going to comment on being married. They've been together.
No,
each one of them has been.
Look, they were young at one time. They had minds before they got to the point of being married. So you answer first, Joe, and then we're going to go to...
Well, okay, I'll answer. You guys were young at one time.
That's enough.
Right. That's enough, I reckon.
That is enough, I reckon. Sure is.
Y'all, stop it.
Man,
stop,
yeah.
Stop.
Well, I know.
Go ahead,
Joe. Yeah, I was a single guy. Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. we're interested in sex, of course. That's the driving force mm-hmm. Between relationships, you know, something which bonds is a result of sex. But we favor intimacy more than women realize. We want intimacy.
Okay.
We want the sex, you know, not just to be the sex act, but we want it to be the transference of emotions between me and thee. So, yes, that's
okay.
important. But you got to bring other stuff to the table. Otherwise, the sex drive goes down after you get older. Over 40, you need something other than sex.
Okay. See, I like my mind to be made love too. But go ahead, Ron.
For us, it's important, but it's really not the major thing. You know,
the driving force.
It's somewhat of a driving force, but you know what you have, and she knows what you got, you know. And I mean, you begin to focus more on things that the person really wants to just do. Like her thing is doing the shopping thing. So again, you know, it's always a keep her smiling, show her a good time, and know that there's going to be
mm-hmm.
some cloudy days. So,
right.
You know, it's still a driving factor, being sexual, but not as momentous as it would be if you're single, you know. Because everybody
okay.
needs love, you know, when it boils
Correct.
Down to
Correct.
It. Right. So the thing about being married is you she laying right by me, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We gonna do something. We gonna get it in. If we not, you know, it's no biggie. It's
you're gonna
she
get
right
it
there.
In. No, I'm just messing. I'm being bad.
Okay, that's enough. I reckon
that's enough.
is that like landing your plane?
Yeah, right.
Are you yielding? That is hilarious. That's a good one. That is a good one. That's too funny.
You know, it'd be funny like 2 or 3 months from now after we do, I mm-hmm. land my plane, I yield, and we do, that's enough, I reckon. You get a you get a block call. You say, new block caller, come on in. What's your name? Well, that's enough, I reckon. I thought I'd join the conversation, and I'd like to find out what you guys think, you know, what you guys think about this. And then... You know, are you really? That's enough, I reckon. Yeah, why? Well, you're a folk legend.
They're probably in the ground by now. I'm just saying, they're probably in the ground by now.
You might have named his son. You might have named his son. That's enough, I reckon. Junior.
Oh Lord, the third, the fourth, and the fifth.
Oh,
man.
Y'all
wrong for
that's
that.
That's even worse. Junior.
The third. Oh.
You
know
yeah.
that well,
to that's
enough,
that
I reckon,
first?
The third and think about what you said.
Right. Oh, God. Oh, wow. Jesus. Can you imagine a whole family of that's enough, I reckon?
But, hey.
Oh, boy.
This, But no, that's just what they named the child. But I'm trying to see if there's anything in here, you know, and I'm not sure if I even spelled the name right. That's enough, I reckon, because they could have spelled enough, O-E-N-U-F, for all I know. And reckon, you know.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Could be.
So I was trying to see if I could find it.
Doesn't matter how he doesn't matter how they spelled it. He still got his butt whipped at lunchtime.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think he probably whooped on somebody.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he has.
Because by the time you keep on getting whooped on, okay, you start like, okay, I'm going to have to give me some strength. You know, I'm going to have to, you know. That's what I would think.
Oh,
I would think you'd have to grow a pair.
Yeah. Probably became a captain in the Navy SEALs.
Pretty much. He needed the protection.
Yeah.
Hey, that's enough. What's your name? That's enough.
That's
enough.
I reckon.
I reckon.
It's Lieutenant, that's enough, I reckon, here. Oh, God.
Oh.
Then he got his butt whipped.
That was the case.
And basics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard the show on the radio, and I really don't appreciate you talking about my name.
That's right.
That's enough,
that's
I reckon.
I'm here. Oh, boy. Well, that's enough. Yeah, that's enough, I reckon.
Y'all just having too much fun, aren't you?
I'm still thinking of the. I reckon.
I reckon.
I'm having too much fun. I reckon. Oh man, you know you're going to be hearing that for the rest of your life, and there's people going to be saying that's enough, and other people going to be saying I reckon.
I reckon. I want to say I guess so. I reckon so. I reckon so. I reckon so. Okay, y'all see.
I guess
y'all
that's the daughter.
Y'all. What? I reckon so.
Yeah. I reckon so.
FTW, I reckon and so. Y'all
I reckon
wrong.
So.
Y'all so wrong for all that. But no, that was funny. That
enough.
Was good. That was good. That was good enough, I reckon.
Good enough. Oh, another one. That's my cousin.
So.
Good enough.
I reckon.
Good enough,
God.
I reckon. That's enough.
Or not enough, I reckon.
Oh, not enough. Oh, my God. It's my other cousin.
Don't forget about too much. There's always too much,
right?
I reckon.
I know. Oh, that's way too much. Oh, that's not enough,
I reckon.
I reckon so. Sure.
I think he's upstairs. I reckon so.
I reckon so.
So you holler up the stairs, I reckon so. That's too much.
I reckon so. That's too much. How much do you need? Is that too much?
Not enough.
I reckon so. Not enough.
Not enough.
Not enough. Where's not enough? He's over there. Not enough. Not enough.
No.
I reckon so. He's
that,
over there.
No,
I reckon so.
No. No, that's too much over there.
That's too much. Too much is over there. Not enough is over here.
I reckon so.
Where is he? Yep. He's over there.
No, that's too much.
Oh, yeah. That's too much. Oh, man. Oh God. I'm going to put together a skit like that to rival Abbott and Costello.
I knew you would.
Who's up for us. That's so funny.
My face.
Reckon.
My face. Hurts.
I know. Where are you? Oh.
The Reckon
family.
Man.
The I Reckon So family. Yeah, Reckon family. Yeah.
That's enough, I reckon. I reckon so.
That's enough. Which cousin? Not enough. Yeah. Okay.
That's too much. No, I'm not
that's
enough.
That's too much.
No, I reckon so.
That is too much, Auntie. No, that's not enough. No, I'm saying that's a, yeah, I reckon. Yeah. God.
Can you imagine if they were triplets?
Oh, shit. Oh, sorry.
Watch your mouth.
I am
bleep, bleep, bleep.
Yeah. That's enough.
I reckon so.
I reckon so.
That's too much.
I reckon that is too much. Well, that's not enough. No, that's too much. I reckon so.
No. You know who just got born?
Who?
Just Enough.
Just Enough? Oh, Just Enough's born. Oh, we love to commemorate our newborn. Just Enough.
Yeah. Just Enough, I reckon.
I reckon.
I reckon
no,
so.
We have.
Yep, here there he is.
We have.
I reckon so.
And the triplets' names are too much. Too much, way too much, and not too much.
Not too much. Oh, that is so confusing. Yeah, way too much, not too much.
I can, hey, I can go on and on. I can go on and on. Yes, I can. I had y'all good, didn't I?
You sure did.
I reckon so.
I reckon so. Yeah. You sure did.
It was just enough.
It was too much.
Not enough, I reckon.
It wasn't enough. We need more. Not enough.
Oh.
I reckon so.
Oh, my. That's a good one.
I'm
going
to call
one.
Back in because my app is about to chunk off. All right.
You got about 20 minutes. I mean, you have 20 minutes left. So go ahead and call back in. Oh, gosh. That's so funny. My cheeks hurt from laughing so hard. I did. I had to have you guys smile because you guys got me. You guys got me. Because then I'll have to start. I guess on part three. That's just too much.
That was good.
What's way too much? Oh, that's just not enough.
Ooh, man.
Oh, goodness. I know I made today. Is Orlene still with us or she leave?
She's gone. She went to bed.
Oh, see there.
She went to bed.
She's just not enough. She couldn't hang.
I was just about to say that.
What?
Say she had enough.
I reckon so.
I reckon so. Well, yeah.
I think she had way too much.
Way too much.
Way too much.
Oh,
oh gosh. That's a good one. You guys made my evening. Y'all made my evening.
You started out making Ron a country of 22 children.
Children.
Yeah, she just made me my whole country.
I know.
Yes, it's just a small continent.
Yeah, right.
Or is that an island?
That's what,
just an island?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
I reckon. Oh, God. Can you imagine? Oh, this is the state of I reckon.
The state of reckoning.
This is a reckoning state.
Yeah, a state of reckoning. That's right.
Oh, God. Ronnie Jones's reckoning state.
Right.
That is hilarious. Y'all had me going. You all had me going. That's a good one. Mm-mm-mm.
You started it.
Well, I can finish it. Dude,
yeah,
I can do a lot
can.
Of things.
We're starting. You're the one. Yeah, I reckon so.
Well, I reckon not.
Yeah, I reckon not. Yeah.
I do have to tell you, my little grandson, he was so funny. He's very smart. I think he was about three or four. And we were at TJ Maxx or Marshall's or one place. And it was around Christmas. And he wanted a toy. And his dad said, look here, you have to earn that toy. You have to clean your room, do this and do that. And dad said, I propose that if you clean your room and do what you're told, you can get a toy. Little man looks up at his dad. And he says, I propose not. At 3 years old, who does that? He said, I propose not. He used it in the right context and everything. This little guy, I think he's been here before. I'm trying to tell you. He said, Daddy, I propose not. But my daughter and I, all we could do is walk away. We couldn't do anything else but walk away because he used it in the right context and everything. I mean, everything. You couldn't say that he wasn't, in the right context. If you don't go somewhere and sit down, all we could do is just look at each other and like, okay. He used it in the right context. He knew when to use it. He knew how to use it. Yep. That's all you could do.
He did.
Yeah. That's all you
he understood.
Do. That's
he
all.
Understood the big word propose, and he used it to say, Dad, I propose not.
Not. Mm-hmm. And my daughter and I, we just look at each other and like, oh, my gosh. But he's a very intelligent young man, very intelligent. His mom and dad are on that path of intelligence as well. So he has it right. He has it right, but. Man, oh, man, that's a good one, y'all. But no, we're going to have to come back on next Tuesday for part three of trying to understand men. And the Reckoning, yes, The Reckoning. I think that is actually a movie. Actually a movie.
I believe so, yeah, The Reckoning. I think it is.
I really do. I do. So did you all enjoy yourselves this evening?
I reckon so. I reckon I did.
Have you had enough? I reckon.
I reckon.
No, I just appreciate you. I reckon so. You had way too much.
Yeah, way too much.
Oh, yeah. But no, I have to come back on next week and do this and print and do this again because it was good. It was good. It was real good. And I thank y'all for joining us. So any of you have any announcements you want to announce or say?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay.
Your show? I terminated my show. Remember I told you I started it. It was I only wanted it for about 4 or 5 weeks. Yeah, and I terminated it. And that was it. I did what I wanted to do, so I'm back on hiatus again. And
okay.
If I feel like coming back, then I will. If I don't, then I won't.
So how was your turnout? Did you have a good?
It was good. Yeah, I mean the first show had 7 other people besides me and my co-host. The next show about 6
okay,
or 7.
Okay, Lucy.
I did.
Our Lorianne.
Who?
Mm-hmm.
You mean Lori Ann, right? She was my co-host. And then I missed one of my shows because my provider cut off my service. And then the last show, which was last week, that was the last show. And I decided, no more. I don't particularly care to be a host. That's enough.
That's enough, I reckon.
So that's my announcement. That was it.
Okay. Okay. And Reverend Ronnie Jones with the 22 cheering.
Wow.
Oh.
I reckon not. I've had an excellent time.
Good.
I've had a very lovely evening. And good. I mean, it just put a smile on my face. So I reckon I'm going to have good dreams about it.
I reckon
you reckon so?
Huh?
You reckon
I guess,
so? Okay.
Yeah. His wife is gonna be wondering, what you smiling for? That was enough, I reckon.
That's enough, all right. That's enough out of you, I reckon.
She's gonna say that was way too much, I reckon.
Right, yeah, I reckon. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, thank you. I'm glad I could, because like I said, this June is men's month, and I'm just trying to make sure the men get to do that their just due, I should say, and get the notoriety and, everything that you guys are worth, because you guys may get the bad end of the stick, but hey, you guys still stay in there and keep, going along no matter what you get a lot of times. And that's hard, especially as Ron had said earlier with his first wife. He took his first daughter and then, jumped three states and wasn't able to see her. So, that was the story he told. And hopefully we'll have a gentleman come on who has been on the show before and says, will somebody please teach me how to be a man? And that's a book written by Anthony B. Wallace. And so hopefully he will come on the show this month and talk about his book. And it can be purchased on Amazon, and it's Anthony B. Wallace. Will somebody please teach me how to be a man? It's his personal journey into manhood. He's been down some roads and stuff. So just everything that he's been through, it was a lot. An excerpt from his book, as it continues, if my desire to drink would continue as time went on, I was slowly becoming a product of my environment. Even though I began to love the feeling about drinking, what that drinking gave me, I really hated to see my mother drink because it made her more aggressive, and being married to my stepfather didn't help her at all. Where would I ever find guidance? I couldn't find it in my household, and I felt like there was no escape for me. There I was handcuffed to two people who showed me very little love. So that's an excerpt from his book. So, Joe, is that you making all that noise out there?
Nope, not me.
Ron?
I'll put myself on mute anyway.
Okay, that's your fine. And so this will be a good book to discuss. It says, it has been a long road for me to travel. The journey has been dark and full of rain. The process of becoming a man happened long after I was of adult age. The years I would spend being like a dog chasing his tail, the mistakes I would make would create a resentment that I would harbor for the man I looked at in the mirror every day. Yet I had a sickness lying deep within me. That sickness was like a cancer that chewed away my hopes, blurred my vision, and took away my voice. So, if y'all want more information on that, I can give you more information. And like I said, that's by Anthony B. Wallace. And so during this month, hopefully we will get to talk to him. He's just going through some things right now. So, I think he said his nephew was murdered. So, yeah, his nephew was murdered. So he's going through a time. But just pray for him. And keep him in prayer and what have you. So that's rough. That's really, really rough. But my announcements are June 15th, Thursday, that's today, as you all know. It's Inez, so let's talk about it. And as we talk about it, and then Saturday, June 17th, Sergeant James Parks and his crew from Yakima County NAACP present the 31st annual Juneteenth celebration, and that's 11:30 Pacific time, that's a.m., and 2:30 p.m. Eastern time, and so it's only going to be about an hour. We're going to do tributes to different people and just talk about what Juneteenth means, because a lot of people don't know what Juneteenth means, so we're going to be talking about that. And then on the Sunday is the third Sunday service with Reverend Carolyn Williamson out of Yakima. And she'll be speaking. And then the 20th and the 22nd, that's Tuesday and Thursday, it's going to be me again. Uh-huh. And we're going to be talking about part three of How to Understand a Man. And the 21st, which is that Wednesday, we're going to have Bible study. We had a wonderful Bible study on the benefits of grace. So anybody who wants to join us that evening, that Wednesday evening, with Pastor Betty Bennett of the Harvest World Ministry International out of Little Rock, Arkansas. She'll be the teacher, and we'll have some great, great, great teachings. It was a wonderful lesson we had the other day, and we're going to continue that. And then on the 22nd of September through the 24th of September is the Men M4 Summit, the virtual conference, and that's Men Message Mission Movement Virtual Conference. And Dr. Monica Jackson is the one who is conducting the summit. And there are four spots for speakers that are left. And you can contact her at drmonicajackson.com/M4Summit to apply for those spots. And registration is probably open now for that. And then, of course, Reverend Ronnie Marshall. You can purchase his music or listen to it on all music media. And Joe loved his music. So, hey, it's out there. So if you want to hear anything of his music, he has the Don't Turn Away From God album, the Praying Man album, and the Praise God album. So you all can listen to that. And his latest song is Jesus Can Make You Whole. So what else? To keep Let's Do Radio on the air, of course, please donate to $ISEVALCOUR or to Venmo at MZ-INEZ, or you can Zelle me or and help keep the radio on the air. And if you want to, you can always send suggestions and topics like Joe just did. Fine line men have to walk. So I might do a fine line between love and hate if you ask me, kind of that same thing. But it has been a pleasure, and I want to give a big thank you out to our worldwide listening audience for joining in and listening today to How to Understand Men 2, and we're going to continue with part 3 on next Tuesday. So be here, be square at www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio. We had a blast tonight. And if you have any topics or suggestions, email me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com, or just blurt it out on the radio like Joe does, as he always likes to do. Oh, and don't forget to share on your social media. Share your social media platforms, everything, email, trail mail, snail mail, Instagram, Twitter, tweet, and that's enough, I reckon, Facebook, I don't know, whatever kind of book you have, we call it Face Space and everything else. So any way that you can share it, please share it, I reckon so. And that's not even enough, I reckon, that's not even enough. But again, I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us. And please, if you want to get it off your chest and just talk about it, holla at a sister, and just get it off your chest. Just get it off your chest and come and join us on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I mess on your scissors, talk about it. And we could be discussing your topic. We got topics out there, but it's always great to hear from our worldwide listening audiences what you would like to discuss. So please do that. I have been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Aku Designs. And you can find me at Facebook or Instagram under Anais Valcou, A-N-A-I-S-E, V-A-L-C-O-U-R. And the thought of the evening is, And these are the words of wisdom from Dr. Monica Jackson, and this is number 56 out of her Wounds of Wisdom book that she authored. Be willing to listen to someone who will tell you the truth, not someone who will tell you what you want to hear, even if it they have good intentions. So that is our show for the evening. I want to thank you all, and I want you all to know something. You know what? This is a man's world. That's enough, I reckon, for the evening. Please stay blessed, be blessed, love one another, and keep each other in prayer. Reverend Ronnie Jones, you want to say prayer before we get off tonight?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening. And Father, we thank you for just being able to come together, Father, and discuss the topic that helps us as men through one of the sisters of Christ, Father God. Lord, we ask that you continue to guide us, mold us, forgive us for our sins, and continue to bless us, Lord, on our journey to get closer to you. We thank you for the lesson learned, Lord, and for the blessings, Father God, for the friendships and the unities that happen, Father, from you using us each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Be blessed and see you on Saturday. Amen.